to tell the boy.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, welcome to the show.
All right. Happy Monday to you. That's right, man. It's Monday, September the 9th, 2013. This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio, and I am your host, Mr. Talk. That's right, man. We got a show planned for you today, so I hope you're ready. Oh, man, I'm telling you. Hey, what's up, Dubboo? What's going on? Welcome. I hope you had a good weekend. I know my weekend was lovely, quite lovely. Man, I tell you, we got something good for you today. Today is Soapbox Monday, where you, the caller, you decide what we're going to talk about. Because as always on Soapbox Monday, though, you know, I open up with a couple of stories, and we may get to discuss those a little bit. Those may become the topics of the day. Who knows? But of course, we're going to talk a little bit about Syria, you know, and NAACP, and a couple other little things we're going to talk about. We got 2 hours. 2 hours to talk about whatever we want to talk about. So it really doesn't matter. So you know what? You need to get on, sit back, relax, get that cup of joe, the nice water, that midday cocktail, or whatever you could decide to sip on, because we're going to have us some fun today. You know what I mean? That's for dang on sure. Oh, man, I tell you. Of course, we have the song of the day and the quote of the day coming up, you know, along with the house rules. And let's see, that's a lot of it right there. I got to tell you, it is. It's a lot of it. But anyway, so, y'all know what? Yeah, man, I tell you. It's 86 degrees, man. It feels actually chilly outside. Ain't that something? I know, right? It's unusual for it to be that cold at this time of the year here in Texas. I know, man. I know. Hey, y'all want to join the conversation today? No problem. Give me a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Drop by my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. Or let's see, join me in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Eric Jackson 62. And hey, join the conversation in the chat room, because we have some conversation in the chat room that you will not believe. You will not believe. So, you know, those are the ways you can participate on the show. And, of course, you can always call in. You don't have to say anything. You just call in and listen. 347-838-8622. You know, then, hey, it's always good. It's always good. And also, let's see, what else we got going on? Football season started this weekend, man. Oh, man, the professionals got busy yesterday. That's what I'm talking about. Yes. Too bad my Jaguars didn't do too good, but that's all right. We get Oakland this week. Yeah, we'll do all right. Yeah, that's right. We'll do all right. Hey, Antoinette, how you doing? Knowledge, I see you popping up. I see y'all coming now. That I'm talking about right there. Oh, man. You know, so it's all good. It's all good. Hope everybody had a great weekend. You know, you did what you had to do. You spent time with some family or somebody you love, hopefully. Even if it was a wine bottle. Hopefully it wasn't just a wine bottle, but, you know, if you did it, you did it. You know what? Here's the thing. Here's my thought on that. Do what makes you happy, all right? Life is too short to go around being unhappy and upset and all that good stuff. It's just too short. You understand what I'm saying? So that's the case, man. Only you can make you happy. If you remember that the whole time you were alive, man, your life would be a whole lot easier. Only you can make yourself, you can make you happy. That's right. It's too easy. It is too easy. But, you know, some people, they find that kind of hard to believe. And they just, I think some people just like going around making themselves and others miserable. I really do. Why? I have no idea, but they do. Just want to make they miserable, so they want to make everybody miserable. I always have this saying, you know. Oh, Lord. What is it? How do I use to say it? Misery. Misery was never meant for one, but it loves two. Yeah, y'all figured that one out. That's my profoundness. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I come up with some doozies sometimes. They're so wild, I can't even remember them half the time. Some of my theories that I'll be dealing with. All right. Anyway, enough of that. Let's see. House rules. House rules are simple. Don't call in here acting crazy. Okay? Don't call in here acting a fool. That's the house rules. Don't call in here acting a fool. You know, I have many ways of dealing with you if you decide you want to come in and act a fool. Number one, I got a taser. I haven't used a taser too often lately. I may have to go back to tasing folk. That seemed to get a better response. Then I got to have a shotgun. You know, that's when I'm really ready to draw blood. You know. And also, once, you know, everybody gets to arguing with each other, I developed the green room. That's right, the green room. And you know what the green room is? When they will just want to argue and disrupt the show, I put them in the green room together. And they can argue all they want. Usually somebody runs out of breath. Once they realize they're talking to each other and nobody else listening. So, you know, just basically, man, just let's have fun, okay? Don't be arguing. You know, it's not, you know. We're trying to educate and enlighten individuals. We're not trying to hear them argue all the time. Yeah, some, I'm not going to say argue, some debate is good, don't get me wrong. You know, and that's a part of a good conversation a lot of times. But sometimes there's a point where you can go over the edge a little bit. And that's the part we don't like. You know, we bring unnecessary chaos to the house. And we don't do chaos here. All right? Okay. So basically, that's the house rules in a nutshell. And oh, yeah, the one big one, don't. No personal attacks, all right? No personal attacks. Can y'all tell I'm feeling pretty good today? I know I am feeling energized. Yeah! I guess you go in and throw a bunch of weights around early in the morning time. You can't help but be energized. Yeah, I'm back to my tour days now, so. You know, when I get off the air, I got to go and throw some more weights around. Yeah, like I'm just scratching today. All right, Antoinette, I am well. I have a headache, but well, thank you for asking. Oh, Antoinette, well, you make sure you get you something. Hopefully we can make the headache go away a little bit. You know, hopefully. All right. Let's see. Quote of the day. The quote of the day is, the best way to predict the future is to create it. And that's by Dr. Forrest C. Shackley, or Shaki, or Shakalai. S-H-A-K-L-E-E. That's how they spell his last name. So you pronounce it any way you want to. But that is his quote. The best way to predict the future is to create it. And you know what? Yes, that makes a lot of sense. But make sure you're creating the right, right future. You know, you can create your future. That's for sure. But I don't know. The way we're going, it's not going to be a bright future if we don't change some things. Of course, that is just my opinion now. I don't want nobody going to admit the talk, say, we ain't going to have a bright future. Well, you know, in my opinion, we're not. If we don't change some of the things that's going on in this world, not just the world, our country, our neighborhoods, our homes, just everything. We need to change some things. If we're going to create this bright, bright, bright future. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. Okay, so that was the quote of the day. Now, let's get on with the Monday Super Mix. Man, I'm telling you, I got to admit, though, I heard these two songs on commercial. I said, you know what? That's pretty good. That's some pretty good music right there. Yeah. That's some pretty good music. So I put them together, and we about to get our party on here for about 8 minutes or so. So y'all ready? Are y'all ready? If y'all ready, say, heck yeah, we ready. Are y'all ready for the Monday mix? I mean, it's been a while since we had some Monday music, so I got you today, y'all. I got you. Oh, man, we got a little bit from the oldies and a little bit from the youngsters, and we just going to have us a ball. So here it is. Without further ado, y'all, the Monday mix. Enjoy.
Amazed. It's fun to be hacked by everyone. It's up to you.
All right, y'all, man. I'm telling you, that was your Monday mix right there. That was your Monday mix. That's what I'm talking about right there. Man, I'm telling you. If that didn't get you in a good mood, I don't know. You know, that was a good mood. Ooh, man. Best skate moves ever made, songs ever made. And then, of course, you had Rocket by Herbie Hancock. That was one of the neatest videos you ever saw with the robotics and everything. And they were just popping and going, popping and going. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. Woo, your Monday mix. Chic. Freak out. Do-do-do. Yeah, okay. Somebody told me don't do that no more. Don't start singing no more. Whatever. It's my show. I can sing if I want to. Sing if I want to. It's Monday, man. It's Monday. You got to start off the week with a smile. That's right. Hey, I want to say, give a couple of shout-outs. Indiana, I see you know you're supposed to be. Lena J, welcome to the show. Mr. Economics, I see you. Pianki, what's happening with you? All right. See, I think we got everybody now. And, of course, my guests, 1363 and 1402, welcome to the show. All right. Yeah. All right. Man, I done got hyped up in here now. Oh, yeah, I'm ready for a show. All right, y'all. Once again, welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm the host, Mr. Talk. And you want to get in on this conversation or join the show today? No problem. There's plenty of ways to be a part of it. Just give me a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Join me in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Eric Jackson 62. And then you can always stop by my Facebook page. Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. All right. So that's it, man. That's it. And so, you know, today is Soapbox Monday. The caller decide what we talk about. And if they don't have anything, I got a few things we can talk about. So it's all good in the neighborhood. That's for dang on sure. You know what I mean? I know, man. I know. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Yeah. Man, I'm telling you, I ought to play some more of that song. That was a nice song there, man. I tell you, I like that. I like that. All right. I'm not going to do y'all like that yet. But anyway, you know what? But it's good, man. It's good to be breathing today, I tell you, because a lot of times things happen that just ain't, that just drive you a little crazy. You know what I mean? Oh, Lord. There go Joe. Okay, I don't know what's up with that, man. I was trying to play it, but it's like it speeded up. I don't know. Something happened and that wasn't right. But anyway. Oh, Lord have mercy. All right, anyway. I don't know why Joe worrying about whether I got laid over the weekend. The question is, did you tend to your goats like you usually do on the weekend now, since you won't bother me today? Come on. Let's get it on. Come on, Cletus. Come on. Oh, Lord, it's going to be one of those days. I already see it. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Pianki, you say you haven't found your new toy. Now, see, we didn't even know all that, Pianki. That's TMI. TMI. Just because you got a new toy. We don't want to know nothing about no new toys. Okay? Come on, Pianki. This is a clean show. All right. Comedy hour's over now. Okay. All right, y'all. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. Like I said, you want to be a part of the show, comment on anything, just bring a subject to the table. Just give me a call, 347-838-8622. All right, 347-838-8622. So, with that being said, let's go on and open up the phone lines. I see we have we have Pianki and Wesley on the line. So, let me open their lines up. And good afternoon, gentlemen. Welcome to Let's Talk. How was your weekend?
Hey, Eric, what's going on, man?
Fun, man. A good day. I'm blessed.
Hey, did my ID show my my area code, because on another show it was just showing 11111.
Yes, I got your whole phone number.
That's good. I must have had to reset my phone. No, I'm having fun. I got my video analysis software so that I can analyze my hitters' bat swings and also other things too. And that way
that
I can show
cool.
them. Yeah, I mean the technology is cool, man. And they even
yeah,
have
well,
it
you
in
know,
3D.
You could have used Excel and did that.
Pardon me?
You could have used Excel and did that. Microsoft Excel.
No, I'm talking about it's live. I mean, you have to have.
Oh,
a,
okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have
you,
a.
Okay, you win it.
I shoot it at. Yeah, 420. 420 feet per second. I'm sorry, frames per second. Camera and shoot that as they swing and put it on the screen, take the software and go to town with it, man.
All right.
So it's fun.
All right.
But you know, Eric, that's what I like to that's what I like, that's what I say. With the technology that we have today, you know, I remember when VHS came out, VCRs came out, and we used to do similar things with VCRs, but you couldn't do the manipulation that you can today with the software.
Correct.
VCRs was it was a technological marvel, but now you can't find one. And just to show you how far we have advanced with technology, not only in sports but other things too, it makes it so much easier.
One. I got three of them right now. You want one?
Well, the cameras are somebody see you bring one of them cameras on out there, think you got a bomb or something. Matter of fact, I tell you what, my friend had a VCR. I think he had a Panasonic, one of the big ones. And we'd walk in, we could get into events because people thought he was with the news. They never seen nothing like that before, and it was big. So we just walk right on in.
Oh, my goodness. You're cheating the people out their money. They're bub.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm happy for you, man. You know, anything to make the kids better, you know, I'm with you. As long as you make sure they're getting them grades, you know. Sports
are
fine.
Oh, yeah, they're getting the grades.
They don't get them grades. They can't play. That's what I tell my
high school, if they ain't carrying a 3.0, they can't play no sports.
See, that's outstanding. I like that. But you have to be, you know what, it's one thing to say it, but a lot of these coaches, they'll say it, but, you know, they don't enforce it, you know, because they need the player that night, you know. And that sends a lot of times, that sends the wrong message, you know what I mean?
Well, you know what we do? We make tutors work with the athletes. I'm a strong proponent that, you know, in African-American schools, that you should have a tutor with each athlete.
Make sure
that they're not only developing them athletic skills, but they also maintain their academic skills also.
That's outstanding. See, I like that. Now, if more of our schools would do that, we'd be, you know what, but is it the schools or are the teachers and the tutors being handcuffed or handicapped by certain rules, you know, and all that good stuff about what they can and can't do?
Yeah, it's the people that in the community that control those schools. Those schools are supposed to be operating in the direction that the community dictate, not based on what somebody else. Teachers are employees, instructors, and so on and so on.
Right. Okay. All right. Cool. That's good stuff, Yankee. That's good stuff. Wesley, you there?
Yeah, brother. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm blessed and out of favor, man. I'm just trying to go along and get along right now, bro.
I hear you. That sounds like a plan. Oh, so how was your weekend, man? You do anything interesting?
No, man. I just chill out and take it easy, man. That's the best I can do, man.
Oh, all right. Cool. So, since y'all don't have anything to start off with, I'll start the show off with something. Mr. NAACP president, what's his name? Being
Jealous.
Yeah. He says he's going to step down at the end of the year. So with him stepping down, what is his legacy? What has he done, you know, that stands out? Can anyone tell me what has he done?
Well, not to cut you off, man, but you came out right out the box swinging, man. I'm gonna go with your flow.
there you go.
All right, man. Well, I'm gonna tell you something. What I know a little bit about being jealous, man. September 27th, 2010 or 2011, the night they killed Troy Davis, right? I was right there protesting at that prison. And so Ben Jealous was there. So I said, Mr. Ben Jealous, if they kill Troy Davis, it's time to boycott George. You know what he told me?
What's that?
He told me, no, not the time. And in essence, he don't do that. He rather tell me some jokes about he know Dave Chappelle and telling me about Dave Chappelle, man. And Troy Davis just got murdered. So right then and there, I know what Ben Jealous about. Okay, fast forward now. I found out some information that NAACP was on the payroll with Pfizer Corporation, and they were taking money. And Pfizer is the one that, I don't know if you heard about this drug called Depo-Provera. That's they're giving these women birth defects and all that, especially black women and dog
mm-hmm.
women. So
right,
that's
right.
The reason. There's some people getting ready to sue Ben Jealous at NAACP, so that's why he's running, bro.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's why he's stepping down, huh?
Exactly, Mundo.
Wow.
Plus, they took money from my Wells Fargo also, man.
Oh, my goodness.
With them crooked mortgages, man. See,
mm-hmm.
all this is coming to light, man. All this is deviling and stuff coming to light, man. Right now, the universe is opening up. And if you ain't righteous and for real, you're going to get found out, man.
You know, and you know, doing a little looking, you know, one of his claims to fame is the association, the NAACP, y'all, has increased its donor base tenfold. Primary revenue has increased from $23 million to $36 million. Okay, so where's the money going? Because we're not seeing none of it in the neighborhood. You know what I mean?
Yes,
we're not seeing enough. And Wesley, you have a point. You know, and I said this before, even with the Trayvon Martin thing. You know, after the big hoopla, where were they? You know, unless the cameras were rolling, then you see somebody. But other than that, you know, I never knew. I'll be honest with you. I never knew who Ben Jealous was until I just happened to be going through some news clippings. Like, oh, really?
You know, well, I'll tell you what, bro. After that night, man, I ain't doing no more marching, man. I marched at that prison, man. With Rev Mal, he was there. Rev Mal, he was there. One thing I got to give Rev Mal credit for, man. When we got there, they wasn't going to let us in. So Rev Mal said, you going to let us in or we finna go to jail too? Y'all might as well lock us up too. So I got to give Rev Mal. And then when we got in there, I said, Rev Mal, it's time to boycott. He said, yeah, let's do it. So, in other words, he wants somebody else to do it because, you know, I guess he tied in the corporation too, whatever. But at least he was, he put up a good front, I guess, man. But he's doing what he do. Everybody's standing in their lane, man. I guess that's what the deal, man. It's up to us to dot. If we want to put economic sanctions on these, like Alec and all these other corporations, man, it's up to us, the people on the bottom, man.
Well, yeah, them two organizations are tax exempt. Non-for-profit organizations, and they can't participate in those type of activities of staging boycotts and so forth. And they're not on the payroll, but they receive, and I guess you can say they receive their donations in order to operate from corporations who turn around and write it off against their taxes. The citizens ultimately are the ones that's paying for it. At one time, NAACP was just about ready to go under because individuals don't donate to that organization. It's these corporations that donate to these organizations, like you mentioned, Wells Fargo for one, and Pfizer, and there's many others too.
But I mean, you know, if they're not active in the community or in the neighborhoods, when in that case, then how can anybody donate anything to them? Because we don't know anything about it, you know, unless something big pop off, and then you know, the NAACP. You know, and then after that, after the big splash, there's nothing. So, I mean,
NAACP is limited in what it can say and what it can do. You know, for instance, on the issue of abortion, they don't say anything about that. On the issue of a school choice, which African Americans, black people, are highly favorable of in the upper percentiles, they are not for school choice because that would be going against the wishes of teachers' unions, AFT, NEA, who donate to the NAACP.
Hey, let me ask y'all something. Y'all familiar with the secret black group called the Boule?
Yeah, the Boule. Yeah.
Yeah. Expound on what y'all know, man, because I just believe all these cats in there are shopping, being jealous, all them cats in there, man. That's what I believe, man.
Well, excuse me. You know what? Honestly, they don't make enough money to be in there. They really don't. You know, they may be like puppets for it from somebody higher, but as for them, if nothing else, they're puppets. That's about it. But it doesn't matter, though, because the NAACP is supposed to be for who? What are they supposed to stand for?
National Advancement for the colored folk, colored peoples.
Okay. And how far have we advanced? We're going backwards. Right?
You got that right, man. You showed them going backwards.
Okay, so what is their purpose? If there, it's like Pianki say, they can't stand up for certain things or they can't fight certain things, what are they good for then?
They're good for working for the king, man. That's what they are. They're Boule. They work for the king, dog.
Hmm. Wow. Okay. All right. Now I'm just saying.
they just put up a little front, man. Put up a...
They're trying to set up chapters in Africa, which, you know, NAACP in 2006, I believe it was, there was a NGO election monitor in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
And after the election, of course, the West don't like Robert Mugabe. They claimed that the election wasn't fair and so on and so on, then immediately went on to impose boycotts and sanctions on that country, UK, and also the United States, and of course France. But the NAACP knew, and it was reported years later, that they withheld information, which showed that the election was totally fair.
Hmm. Wow. You know what? Let's see. Thanks, Knowledge. I appreciate this, man. Apparently, you know, Martin Luther King, Jesse Jackson are reported to have been Boule members, among other high-profile, successful, and moneyed blacks such as Barack Obama, Bill Cosby, Al Sharpton, and Thurgood Marshall. So those are some of the members. And I don't think the Boule, you know, it's something like the Skull and Bones. You know what I mean? You know, the Skull and Bones, like George Bush. You know, most presidents supposedly are a part of. So, yeah. The first African-American Greek secret society that was formed in Philadelphia by Dr. Henry Milton and five of his colleagues. The Boule, an acronym for Sigma Pi Phi, I'm sorry, was formed to bring together a select group of educated black men and women. Okay, all right. And historically, it takes pride in having provided leadership and service to black Americans during the Great Depression, World Wars I and II, and the Civil Rights Movement. Now, it says, what could the Boule offer America's blacks in the early 20th century? Joining the exclusive secret society offered advancement and perks to select blacks in return for loyalty to its objectives, or as we like to say, agenda, curriculum. The upper tenth of blacks started to live the good life as Boule members, while the majority of ordinary blacks were disenfranchised. But what were the Boule's objectives?
Well, you know, the whole idea of a secret society is nothing new amongst blacks. In Nigeria, they have secret societies long before colonization.
Well, I'm sure they did.
Secret society.
I think Joe got one up there with them goats. Hold on, let me bring somebody else in, all right? I just had to get that in there. All right, 111, welcome to the show, Joe.
Is it coincidental that you mentioned my name and then you put me on the air immediately afterwards?
Yeah.
I don't think.
Yeah, that was that's a coincidence, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Did you hear that the UN is going to investigate the is talking about investigating the Trayvon Martin case and Jesse Jackson? I don't know about petitioning the UN, but ask the UN to do that. That's something that Antoinette was telling me about.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? You know what? We done put it out there, Joe. We done said you ain't coming. You know, people don't want to believe us. You know, remember when I broke that big news that day in the old time? They don't believe us, Joe, but it's coming.
You know
it's
what?
It's coming.
Yeah, and they're going to use and they're going to use issues like this to make people say, "Yeah, come on in," but it's not going to be good when they get here.
Mm-hmm.
What y'all saying? Yeah. It's going to be like a one world government. That's what y'all trying to say? One world government?
That's what I am saying.
Wesley, where you been at? Oh yeah, I forgot you just hooked in with us. But yeah, man, I mean, it's all the signs are there, man. All the signs are coming together. Toward that.
Yeah, I know, man. I just want to see where y'all head at, man. I already know it's like the one world government already here, bro.
Yeah, he's been talking about that on other shows, Eric. Yeah.
Oh, see,
I said he was talking about it on other shows. He knows about the New World Order, too.
Believe me, I know about it, man. It's mind control stuff, man. And a lot of people don't believe it, man. Believe that, bro. I can tell you exactly how they're doing it, man. Exactly how they're doing it.
I don't know, Wesley, that kind of stuff is really science fiction. Not to say that one day it couldn't get here, but, you know, I don't know about now.
It's science fact, man. Just go to that website, Freedom.
I've been there, the FCHS. I was there.
Okay, and did you hear what the people were saying on there, man?
I didn't play any audio.
Well, you need to just, when they're having chats and people are talking about what situation they're going through, man, listen, man. Just listen to what the people saying, man, what they're going through and how they're getting harassed, man. This ain't no joke, man. I'm telling you how they do it. Whenever you go to the doctor or whatever, they get your DNA sample, i.e. you get your blood or something, and then they take it to the laboratory, they get your genetic code, your sequence. And once they got them numbers, they punch in the mass computer. And so when they get ready to doggone start messing with you and use the mind control, all they do is punch your genetic code and your so-called fingerprint sequence in that system. And it will, any time, they can target you, man. This real, bro. This ain't science fiction. This science fact, man.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm going to tell you something.
I like this. Ain't no science fact. I like that. There's no fiction
that's
in
right,
this,
man.
Huh?
That's why people doing all the crazy stuff around the world, man, killing each other every week.
Wow.
Somebody's go walking into school with a gun, Manchurian candidate. They making people Manchurian candidates, man.
Them zombies, ain't they, Wesley?
Say again, huh?
I say those are zombies, aren't they?
Well, that's what you want to call it, man, but it's mind control. Just go to that website, Mr. P. Actually, go to Freedom from coercive harassment and surveillance, man, .com. Just go to that website, man.
Yeah, in fact, Wesley, you're supposed to send me some information. I haven't gotten it yet, man. You need to hook me up. All right, y'all, this is...
Well, let me write down your email address one more time, man. I'm going to send you everything I got, bro.
All right, that'll work. Hey. I want to say hello to everybody who done slipped in behind, you know, once we got to talking. Welcome to the show. I hope if you want anything you want to add to the conversation today, just give us a call, 347-838-8622. Cuz, I see you. Uh-huh. All right. But, yeah, you know, it's one of those things where it's coming. It's coming. You know, in my area, I've noticed a lot that American Airlines, you know, they've been practicing touching goals. And the size of the plane is very interesting because that size plane doesn't land here unless, you know, it has troops on it.
or it's taking troops somewhere. And I'm just finding, and for it to be an American, you know, commercial airline, I'm like, okay, this is not right, you know. And lately, it's been doing, they've been doing it kind of hard and heavy. So I'm like, okay, you know, you have to pay attention to things like that, because if you don't, you, when it happens, you will be like, I thought so. Well, you can't be saying I thought so, because you got to find it. I mean, because it's there, right there in front of you. You know what I mean? What you think about that, Joe?
Oh, I was busy doing something.
Of course. Put the goat outside. Dang, you had all weekend to play with the goat, Joe.
No. New goat.
New goat. Oh, okay. New goat. I'm trying to break it in.
That's right.
All right. Just get the Vaseline, okay? But anyway, okay. P. Yankee says, Jesse Jackson is trying to distract attention from a charade on Syria, which may get him impeached. You know what, P. Yankee? Let me tell you something about that. Now, see, once again, it's one of those things where, all right, Joe, you got static like crazy.
Is it? Are you sure all it's right, me? Because I don't hear it.
Okay, whatever you did, it stopped. Well, it started again. But, you know what, P. Yankee? You know, this thing with President Obama, Syria, Congress, and all that, it's crazy, man. Because, number one, here it is. First, when he said he wasn't going to seek Congress thing, they got all excited, and, you know, if he has to seek our, we have to approve it, blah, 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 blah. So now, you know, he's got Boehner and all the leaders saying, yes, we back it. Now there's a problem with that. So what do you want the man to do? Here's my thing. Leave them freaking people alone, period, okay? Leave them alone. Because,
I agree with you, Eric.
And see, here's another thing also. See, and this is the part nobody's really paying attention to. You know, Israel will become involved in this whole mess also, believe it or not. Because, you know, I read an article the other day that said U.S. will notify Israel hours before they attack Syria. You know, and Israel has already taken and deployed some anti-missile systems and troop reinforcements by its borders. You know, so
that stuff ain't gonna be so good.
You know, whether it's doing it good or not, you know, it's setting up for a bad scenario, P. Yankee. It really is.
Well, yeah, they should leave it alone. Like you say, here's the point. If they're so concerned about these chemicals, which, by the way, the UK is on record have sold Syria, I think it's sodium fluoride, I'm not sure. Somebody might check on it. And there's other countries that have sold them ingredients for making these chemicals. You know, American chemical companies have done it. You know, they in the mix. Well, this is what you should do. Offer Syria $100 million to turn over all their chemical weapons, plus a interest on that, because the U.K. shouldn't have been selling them that stuff. If you can impose sanctions on Iran so that they can't get the necessary things that they need in order to build atomic weapons for peaceful concerns, how is it that you let members of your own posse, U.K., France, and others, sell Syria the ingredients, the necessary things to build chemical weapons? That seemed to be some contradictory bias going on there. They can deliver the weapons on the Damascus border, take the weapons, then do whatever you wish with them. Then from that point on, if any leader, not only Assad, uses chemical weapons, rather than going through this big hoopla by talking about invading the country, take the leader to The Hague like you did Charles Taylor, like you did Charles Taylor of Liberia, like you did Laurent Gbagbo of Cote d'Ivoire, and like you have done others around the world. Take them to The Hague where they can be tried.
Hey, once again, let me. How can everybody believe that they're doing chemical weapons over there in Syria, okay, but nobody believe they're doing chemical weapons on people over here? This is the damnest thing I ever done seen, man. This go back to the Bible with about the log in the eye and there the toothpick in the other eye. This the damn, people so worried. I mean, they could look way across the water in Syria, But no behalf of everybody on is talking about Syria, not just y'all, everybody else on every talk show. But then they're not concerned about what the hell going on in their own backyard, man. This is the damnedest thing I ever heard of, man.
What kind of chemical weapons you talking about, Wes?
Well, I'm not going to smile on it because y'all don't believe it, so.
Well, I've talked about them, Joe. You know, they've used chemical weapons, not chemical weapons, but they use chemicals. They expose people here in St. Louis with chemicals, bacteria, radioactive bacteria.
I was wondering if Wes was talking about the usage of chemical weapons, the same that they're using over in Syria, or a different modality.
Yeah,
no, I'm focused on what's happening over here, man. Okay, I can't do nothing with Syria, man. Like my man P. Atkins, go ahead and expound what you're talking about, brother. Go ahead, talk about it.
Well, crack cocaine is a chemical weapon. Look what it's called. You remember you used to have these young brothers used to be on taking a 4-point stance in the middle of the street with buses coming their way. Mm-hmm. So you can't tell me that wasn't a chemical causing a person to act that crazy.
Oh yeah,
they got some stuff over here called bath salts, man. Y'all ever heard of bath salts?
Yeah,
make you eat up people.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the heroin and back in the 50s and 60s before crack
LSD.
Came in. LSD, yeah.
CIA inspired.
And what else? Oh, yeah, prescription drugs. Half of America is on prescription drugs. That's a chemical type of war.
How about FemFem, Joe? You remember the judges up in no, it wasn't the judges. It was the companies. Might have been it was the courts. It was the courts that was giving information to these companies, and they would go to these parents. And these parents were signing over saying that their children could use these drugs, and they would get a check. That's why they come up with that old idea about a crazy check.
Oh, yeah, the ADHD and all that kind of stuff. You know what? If you have a kid in special ed, you get a check from the government.
Yeah. What's not a better way is to start drugging them at a young age. Make them zombies young.
Absolutely.
You know, young. And as they get old, you know, they're already under the influence anyway.
How about menthol cigarettes? Those are laced for black folks.
Yeah, Ritalin.
Yeah, Ritalin for the kids. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you, when I smoked, I ain't had no problems with no menthol cigarettes.
Wait a minute. How about 40 ounces?
I'm addicted to them Newports right now, man. That's about the only thing I'm hooked on, man, them Newports.
The 40 ounces was sold in the black community. It wasn't sold out in the white community.
What is it?
They had some cans as big as the people who was trying to drink them.
Yeah.
And they
was
late.
What do you think,
man. That manganese, man.
Huh?
That's what all liquors are called, made of manganese.
Mm-hmm.
So chemical weapons have been used on people in this country, especially African Americans, since day one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not the how can I say it, the typical chemical weapons that everybody thinks about. But yeah, they still chemical weapons. That's a good point, Pianki. Very good point. And Wesley, very
smallpox,
good point.
Smallpox blankets.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Syphilis experimentation.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. I'll tell y'all something. I took that polio vaccine back in the 60s, man, when they had it in that sugar cube. And it was another diabolical scheme for eugenics, man. Because as soon as I took it, I was 6 years old, and my stomach had been hurting ever since. But then fast forward to like 5 years ago, I go to the emergency room, they tell me they found a knot on my kidney. So they talking about it was cancer. So when I looked up the polio vaccine, bam, there it is, SV40, simian virus 40, designed, made out of ground up monkey kidneys, and it has the cancer virus in it, i.e. is a population control to sterilize men from all the way from Delaware all the way south, man. It was designed as a precursor to AIDS. So if you look it up on the internet, SV40, simian virus 40, it's a precursor to AIDS, my brothers.
You got any cheer?
Mm-hmm.
No, man. They fucked me up pretty bad, dog.
That's a damn shame.
Yeah, yeah. And nobody don't believe it, man. Just look it on the internet, man. Nobody don't believe it. All the people that I bet guarantee, it might be a few of my brothers I'm not at term, but I guarantee you look up on the internet, Simon Virus Party, it was they, when they came out with it in the 60s, they did it in Louisiana in conduct with the CDC. So it's all good, man. All I can do is just spread the word, man. The good Lord still got me here, so I'm just going to spread the word, man.
Yeah, see, people think we be lying when we talking that stuff. Look at the sterilizations that they were doing in the states out on the East Coast.
Sure.
They doing it right now in North Carolina, man. That's what that Depo Rivera about, man. In conjunction with that Planned Parenthood crap, man. It's all a smoke screen, man.
Folks that devise of these type of demonic schemes, they should be hunted down like rabbit dogs, brought to justice, done away with.
Yeah, just like the Jews hunting down them Nazis, man. Just like that. We need to hunt. In America need to hunt down these folks, man. Especially these folks that's got this mind control stuff going on, man. This stuff deep, dog. Y'all don't believe it. I'm gonna make sure I send you some stuff. Everything I got, Mr. Eric, it'll bust your top of your head off when you read all this stuff, man.
And we hear people come on, you know, not to be saying something wrong with you, Wesley. But a lot of times folks hear people like you saying that, they think you crazy.
Well, they need to just go to the website.
I'm on the site. I see exactly what you're saying. I never heard of this before. I've heard of a whole lot of things. But it just goes to show you, Joe and Eric, you know, it get to the point where nothing surprises you anymore.
No, it doesn't.
Well, best thing we can do is open up folks' eyes, man. Let them decide for themselves, man. But I consider everybody on this planet a targeted individual, okay? If they got your DNA sequence, your particular doggone DNA sequence, it's in the master computer. So, see, it's a heart attack.
Well, I know it's eventually going to be there, but it's not there now. That's where it's going.
It was a story once. You know, there was a website called Balboa Press. They don't come. It doesn't. It's not there anymore. But they was telling stories, and this was in the New York Times about these scientists that was perfecting these pellets in the basement in their home there on the East Coast, and they was providing them for down in South America, where these women would have to insert these suppository pellets up in their vagina, and it was scarred their womb so bad that they couldn't become pregnant. It was just sterilization scheme. They could get a hold of these pellets more easily than they could an aspirin. So, yes, these things, that like what Wesley just said, is absolutely true.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've admitted it. It's in, I don't even know if it's in declassified documents, but it's in open documents from the government.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, the military have been practicing it for years. I mean, I remember when I went to Saudi, you know, Persian Gulf War, they tried to give us some pills. They said, here, take it, but don't tell no one you took it. Are you crazy?
There's a good documentary on YouTube. I forget the name. It has treason in it. I forget the name, but it's all about how the government has been experimenting on vets. World War One, World War Two, Vietnam. It's amazing.
I mean, why not? Why not? Why not? You know, you got a whole bunch of people of the different array of you know, ethnic groups and things. So let's try and see how it works on them. You know, hey, it's always something going on. Like you say, we just have to open our eyes to it. You know, and once we do, it'll be a good thing.
I tell you
but,
again.
But, you know, there's always the naysayers that's going to be like, nah, ain't nothing going on. You know.
No. People have to do that. I mean, there's a site. It's the George Washington University. It's the National Archives. That's where you can get a lot of declassified documents from the CIA. They've recently admitted that they did overthrow the Shah of Iran, and they did some other stuff. The declassified doc. The Northwoods document that Alex Jones keeps talking about all the time is up there. The government has done a lot of false flags, and the Church Committee was investigating radiation experiments on American citizens without the citizens knowing about it. That's the transcripts are part of public record. I have that.
So, no, it's not surprising once you do your research. Once you start doing it, though, you kind of like, you know, you think you're crazy. You say, nah, government can't be doing all this shit. But it's the classified official government documents. So there's no denying it. You can't deny it.
Man, I'm going to tell you something else, Joe. They come up with stuff to give white folks a headache, but the stuff they come up with blacks, they want to exterminate them completely. Look at them truth and reconciliation hearings that they had in South Africa where them scientists, some white scientists was putting poisonous bacteria on the emblems of T-shirts. You know the T-shirts that had the black power fist on them?
Oh,
and
yeah,
you
yeah
wear that, you yeah would be infected. They was talking about putting the same type of stuff in soda. And another way I can't think of, taking people up in airplanes and kicking their butt out to their death. And the thing that gets me is how in the heck can the Jews have Nuremberg trials? Well, even today I just read where they just found some old guy who was part of the Nazis that's 90-some-odd years old. They're going to bring him to trial.
Yeah,
they're going to bring him to trial and kill him. But black folks can only have truth and reconciliation trials where, yes, tell us what you done, and we're going to forgive you. That's some crazy bulls crap right there.
See, what done happened is now, most of the white people didn't say nothing when all this crap was happening to us, all right? So now, with this mind control targeting, they're targeting everybody, mostly whites and blacks, man. They targeted everybody. This ain't no black and white thing. Everybody. You go to that website, I tell you, you hear more white people on there crying about what's going on to them, and they targeted bad. A lot of us, we just say, well, dude must be crazy. Somebody in our family must be crazy. You know what I'm saying? They targeted them a whole hell of a lot worse than us.
You know what, Wesley?
Black folks don't die
right there. You hit the lick right there. I'm going to tell you why. Because as long as it's happening to someone else, mainly, you know, the minorities or whatever, it's okay.
Yeah.
But once it starts seeping into their communities and stuff, there's a problem then. There's a problem.
Nobody gives a shit about anybody.
And that would happen with the crack cocaine thing. You know, long as you stayed in the hood, everything was fine. But once they, you know, them preppy starts slipping over in the hood, buying a little bit, you know, taking it back to the neighborhood, and then, oh, no, we cannot have
look
this going on.
Look how fast they address the problem of meth.
Mm-hmm.
They restrict you from buying stuff from the drugstore over the counter.
Yeah.
They restrict this, restrict that. Right away they jump on.
And now they're jumping on this, all this, what they call this shit, Molly now, right? All of a sudden, Molly.
I don't know what that is.
You know what,
I never heard
you
of
know what Molly is? I'm going to tell you what Molly is. Molly is nothing but ecstasy hyped up. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
It's just another version of ecstasy. That's what Molly is. They just done came up with a new name for it and then added, you know, made it a little bit more potent. In fact, while you're messing around, some doctors are now trying to get it approved to where they can use that as therapy for soldiers like myself that have been diagnosed with PTSD. Yeah, so, you know, you know, they trying, man, they trying. But Molly is nothing new. They just gave it another name. But thank you, Knowledge. Ecstasy and meth mixed together, yeah. So,
that's
you know,
combination.
That's what Molly is. Yeah, so, you know, like I said, it's nothing new. You know, they just changed the name. You know, once it gets one way, let's change the name. Let's call it something else. You know,
like you said,
and of course,
when they came at somebody else, when they was messing with them, it didn't bother me. When they messed with the other folks, it didn't bother me. When they messed with the other folks, it didn't bother me. Then you the last one standing. When it got to you, hell, ain't nobody to be around to help your ass. That's what happened to the European community right now. All this shit they was doing, they didn't give a damn. All right, they done it to the Indians. Ha, ha, ha. They done it to the Negroes. Ha, ha, ha. They done it to the Mexicans. Ha, ha, ha. Now it's doing it to them. And Lord have mercy, Jesus. Right too late now, ain't it? The government, them jammed. They do ramrod up people high too now, ain't it?
Wow.
Yeah. So you just went through that what was it? I forget what it was by that Russian activist who said first they came for the Jews and they came for the communists and they came for the Poles and then they came for me. Nobody was left to help me, you know?
That's right.
Yeah.
So what people that's left that, like, we us talking now, man, it's up to us, man, to try to spread the word what's going on, man. So I'm going to send you everything I got, Mr. Talk, and okay. I'm serious, man. I learn something new every day, man. I was hoping my friend Elvira called in. She the one that got getting chemicals, man. They messed her life up. But I don't think she listened today, but it's rough, man. I mean, it's diabolical. And what they did, they sold the technology to it was a military thing, man. And to make the enemies, to get in the head of the enemies. And remember all the Iraqi troops just surrender. They thought they heard the voice of God telling them to surrender and drop their weapons. They line up, group stepping. That was the technology they used, man.
Look at that stuff they sprayed on the Afghan troops in this just recently. They're supposed to make them have homosexual tendencies. I guess they're going to drop their guns and start boogering each other.
Boogered each other. they damage your brain signal, man. With synthetic technology, man. Synthetic telepathy, man. This is real talk, man. That's why
if that ain't chemical weapons, Obama, tell me what is, damn it.
It ain't chemical, mineral, man.
Look,
I really wonder why. What do they call it? What do they call it? Blue on green crime? It's not really a crime. The Afghan soldiers, they shoot Americans. They should shoot Americans, the soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
How would anybody like to have their land, their nation, their sovereign country populated by another country who says, we're there to help you, so we're going to shoot you to show you how much we love you?
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. You know, I often say, you know, when you watch a lot of sci-fi movies, you know, you really need to pay attention to it because, believe me, some of that is not as far-fetched as, you know, they want you to believe. You know, because I say if somebody thought about it to put it in a movie, trust me, there's somebody that developed something close to it. So, I mean, there's still a lot we don't know, but it's there. It is definitely there.
In that movie, Avatar. In that movie, Avatar, when it began, you know, you had that one guy who was a soldier who was supposed to have been over the security of the compound, and he had mentioned that he had done two tours in Nigeria and also in Venezuela. Well, hell, there's a lot of truth to that. Just keep your eye on Nigeria and see what goes on there where it's going to require intervention like what you see going on in Syria.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. You know, after the last venture into Africa, I don't think the United States want to go back over there.
Condoleezza Rice suggested that her aide suggested that they have a coalition to invade Zimbabwe. And I'm gonna tell you another thing. You think you got a problem with a black male president? Elect one female president and see what kind of problems you have. A black female president. Elect one.
After that, be the president.
Well, Antoinette they'd kill her. But I'm talking about you elect one of Condoleezza Rice or that Susan Rice as president.
If you put Antoinette as president, she'd go, excuse me, Congress, please, thank you very much. I'd just like to have some order here. Republicans, please pipe down. Democrats, please. Thank you very much.
You know, I think y'all selling Antoinette short. I think she get in there and handle her business.
Yes, she will,
man. Be having wars. You'd be going to war against the Chicago Cubs.
Oh, Lord. Well, the Chicago Cubs, never mind. Anyway, the Chicago Cubs. Really, y'all? Okay. But, yeah, you know, our government, you know, I don't know. I don't know what's really going on.
We just don't want to. Look, I firmly have embraced our government is fucking evil. Anything that comes out of the government, whether it's on the local level, the municipal level, is fucking contaminated by the federal government because the federal government, they've loaned the states billions of dollars. When the government loans anybody money, it has strings attached.
Mm-hmm.
So we are in a contaminated nation. They're just waiting for the electronic technology to be perfected so that they can just kill us, at ease, or round us up at ease,
or the mind control that might perfect that, you
it's
know.
It's already perfected, bro. They got it now, man. They can give you a heart attack right now, man. A lot of people walking around thinking they got they sick, got arthritis, heart problem, any kind of pain you got, it's coming from the, where they got your DNA sequence and all the every disease and everything got a number. So they just use your DNA sequence and match your numbers to whatever their doggone frequency of cancer, of a heart attack, a stroke, anything, man, it's already here, bro.
Man, okay, well, don't know if it is or not, but who knows?
I mean, I you know, you really can't, you really can't argue with that, you know.
Well, I can't argue with it because, number one, I'm not saying Wesley is incorrect. What I'm saying is I don't see proof of it, and the kind of technology that would be needed to have it target millions of people in America would require a lot of creative minds. I don't haven't seen any evidence of it.
Punch up Dr. Robert Duncan, man. He's the one perfected that in a book called Soul Catcher. Okay, just punch that up and read that for yourself, man. Dr. Robert Duncan, okay, he perfected this technique in the 1990s, working with the CIA, and he didn't know it, the way they do it. They give you bits and pieces. He didn't know exactly what it was coming up with. Just put punch up, please, all y'all. Dr. Robert Duncan and his book called Soul Catcher, okay? That explained the whole doggone technology, what's going on. I can't simplify it no more than that, man. The way
yeah,
they got
okay, this, not a problem, yeah. When I get back to my PC, I'll take a look.
Because it's all done by electromagnetic waves, man. You can't see them things, man.
I know.
They
that's what I'm saying, Wes. I'm not saying you are wrong. I'm just saying I'm the kind of person that I need the evidence in front of me.
And I bet you, I guarantee you, dollars to donuts, you targeted to. Everybody that I'm talking to right now, everybody listening to me, you are a targeted individual. And it's just like what Oprah said, you get a car, you go, hell no, you get targeted, you got targeted. Okay? That's what's going on, man. This shit for real, dog. It took me a while to figure out.
That I don't doubt that everybody eventually is going to be used as fodder for eugenics. You know.
They can punch up right now and just say, everybody, get out in the street, let's go, and then people start acting crazy. Why y'all wondering why every time people can't, everybody arguing, man. Everywhere you go, folks getting in conflict, man, over stupid stuff, man. But I'm just here to warn y'all, man. No, if y'all don't believe it, though, get to your front door. Are you walking
hey,
out your door?
Yeah.
How long is presidents now afforded Secret Service protection after they retire? It's not lifetime after
lifetime
Bush, I think.
Now.
It's lifetime, bro.
Yes.
No, it's not. They changed it.
No, they changed it after Bush to lifetime. I don't think they took it off.
No, they changed it to a certain number of years after Bush, too. I'm going to research and check.
Okay.
Internet says 10
that's
years.
That's a lifetime
10 years.
Job. After 15 years,
10 years.
They
didn't
walk up.
No, 10 years?
No, after Obama retired, he's afforded Secret Service protection for 10 years.
Okay.
I doubt it, man. The way they're talking about Obama, as soon as he walk out the door, he's going to say, you on your own, bro. And they're going to fumigate the White House, man. That's the way these races go.
Well, I'll tell you what. As bad as Obama is, if we don't get into martial law by the time he leaves, Hillary, if she gets elected, holy fucking shit.
It's too late, man. The whole country going, man, this country is a corporation, bro. They hooked up with fucking them, Microsoft and all these big corporations. We fascists, man. This shit fascist, man. The corporation running government,
that's
man.
That's true.
Wait, what?
Fascist, man. When corporations run the government, that's
fascism.
Fascism,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
That's true. That's what fascism is all about. The lobbyists. Take a look at the stupidity of the American people. They call the people who bribe Congress lobbyists. So they change the name around from people who bribe to lobbyists. And they have official offices and official titles. They bribe Congress. It's known. Everybody knows. But because you term it lobbyist, people say, oh, well, then it's respectable. It's fascism. It's because government and corporations are sleeping in bed together. And even if you're an honest corporation, what the politicians will do, well, they'll hammer on your door and try to get contributions out of you. If you don't want to contribute to them, then you're targeted as some sort of defendant in some sort of SEC case, FTC case, some sort of federal government case to let them know we run the country, but if you want to be part of it, you got to give us contributions so that we can stay in office so that we don't bother you too much.
And didn't the Supreme Court pass a law saying a corporation is a person? Y'all forgot about that, huh?
No. I don't know. The corporations is a person?
Well, it's the thing about corporations. They're allowed to have PACs now because they can have unlimited funds.
Yeah. I remember the PAC thing, I remember that part.
They're allowed to have what now?
They're allowed to have PACs and contribute unlimited amounts of contributions to the PACs. So they changed the designation of corporations in some way. I forget exactly how, maybe to make them as persons, in order for it to be legal for PAC groups. There was a limit on special interest groups about the amount of money they could get, but when you malform a PAC, corporations can pump in unlimited amount of money.
I think they can do it secretly, too, I believe. They call them super PACs.
Because, like you say,
they can just throw money in there, just throw money in there. And they don't have to do it secretly anymore because it's actually legal. Now, a lot of them, you know, don't want to be known, but, you know, like, what's his name, Karl Rove? He headed one of them. Well, what's that man name that ran against President Obama?
Romney.
Yeah. And it's interesting because, like Joe said, they just pump money in and money in and money in.
Oh, yeah.
They're already forming them just in case Hillary run now. This is constant. You just don't hear about it, but money's still being funneled into, those type of organizations. So, the money is there. Elections and campaigns now, it's all about how much money you can raise. You know what I mean? It's all about that. How much money? The more money you get, the more
the more media coverage and stuff you can pay for.
Yeah. Or the more dirt you can dig up on someone.
You know what gets me is that people believe back in 2008 when Obama got elected that he was a grassroots president because they said, well, look at all the money that is coming in from the people and $100 donations, $10 donations. The guy raised something like $800 million.
You know how to play the game, man. I ain't mad at it, man.
But he didn't raise it from the people. He got it from corporations.
Well, that means Bush did it, too.
He's doing what everybody else do.
What I'm saying is that they made people believe he was a grassroots president when, in fact, he was in the pockets of the defense contractors.
But who made him? Who made him look that way? Did he make himself look that way? Did the media? Okay, the media and whoever's in charge of the country.
Don't hate the player,
just hate the game.
He's just a part of the game, man. Believe me, they sat Obama down when he first got elected and showed him the damn Zapruder film and said, if you don't do what we say, this is your result, man. Okay? Simple as that, man. He just followed protocol, man. So I can't really get mad at him. Anybody else would have been Hillary, Jeb, or anybody, man. If you follow protocol, you're going to end up like JFK, man.
No. There's a difference here. You're making it sound as though Obama or Jeb or Hillary, they're going to follow protocol, otherwise they're going to die. No, these people have no soul. They're in there because they're part of a psychopathic mindset that they want power. They're easy to control. Don't make it sound like the JFK. Don't make it sound like there's a president out there who's running for office, and once he gets in, he's going to get shocked.
Once he gets in, he's going to have to follow protocol, man. Okay, remember that that first debate? Remember that first debate against Romney when Obama just sitting there dumbfounded, man? Y'all remember that first debate? All y'all remember that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, y'all know what caused that? That doggone electronic technology, man. That mind control stuff, man. They got the technology so smooth, man. It's called remote neural viewing, where they can look through your eye, go on your brainwave and see what you see and tell you what to do, man. They told him to sit out and shut up, man. That first doggone the technology was designed for diplomats when they go across seas in case they get hemmed up, where they can see what they see and tell them how to evacuate the building. Okay.
Wow.
And
this, hold on.
That's disclosure. That's exactly what happened to Obama during that first debate, man.
Wow. Hold on for a minute. Let me bring two other callers in. Okay. Hold on. All right. 111. Welcome to the show. 661. Welcome to the show. Your mics are open.
Unless you're remote viewing, then it's different.
111.
How you guys are doing this afternoon?
Oh, God.
We're doing wonderful, Michael. How are you?
Hello, Mr. Tuck. I'm doing wonderful, but I can hear the hatred in Joe's voice, but that's fine.
Oh, boy. How's that?
Yeah, I just tapped in, man. What y'all talking about today?
We're talking about people going to chat rooms and they fuck up. Like you.
Whatever. We talking about mind control?
Yeah, no, like Michael. Like Michael will go into a chat room and fucking pretend he's not Michael, and then he'll start doing PMs on people and then start making fucking harassment bullshit with them.
You see, Mr. Talk, I'm not going to start trouble today on your show. I'm going to mind my, I'm going to be on my best behavior and ignore Joe. But Joe, we can talk about that later.
Yeah, we will.
I don't know what the hell you talking about. But anyway, man, what's going on?
Oh, nothing. We're just talking, Michael. Hold on for a minute. 661, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hold on for an hour, Michael.
Yeah. Okay, I guess they're busy right now. But, no, Mike, we're just talking politics, you know, and what the government has, you know, done or doing and what their plans are. I'm sure you have a whole lot to add to this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you had a problem. See, all power in this world is given by people. You can say,
Mike, you're breaking up real bad.
You got a bad connection, bro.
Which is the best thing that happened.
Hello,
so
can you hear me better? Can you hear me?
Everybody.
Yeah, we can hear
you
now, man.
Right,
well.
Power. Power.
Hold on. We got Supreme on here, too. You know, you and, you and Michael. Okay. All right. So, yeah, we can hear you pretty good, Supreme.
Is my mic coming through then, yeah?
You're on, Supreme.
Yes. Yes, your mic is coming
through. I just say righteousness to everybody here. And especially, and peace to you, Brother Eric.
Well, thank you.
You make that discussion that was going on because I've been listening. And, with our people, and it was, it's still ringing in my mind from when you play those audios with, his brother, what's his name again? The psychologist. What's his name again? The black brother. What's his name? Umar Johnson. And he said, the problem is when our brothers and sisters get their education, they're too scared to go back to the went for the ghettos where they can reach out to the young ones, and that's the problem. We don't give the educated Negroes of our community, they don't give back nothing. They don't even think. They just tell us, well, you can do this, you can do that. This is why we need to understand how there's many ways to learn. And with our people, we're better learners than there's someone directing us and showing us. You understand? We learn better from that. Just like we would learn better if we was in smaller classrooms. I think we would progress, we would go further, black folks, if we were you know, if we have smaller classrooms. It's just how we need to be left. That's just how we need to learn. You see? So that's the problem. That's why we need people who can go back rather than just telling us to go and read a book like Mr. Solutions. He's that, you know, he's just the same Negro now because he lives in California. But I bet if you don't go to Compton or Watts, where, you know, the toughest places, and go and try and educate these young Negroes. You see? So that's a problem with our community. That's a big problem with us. Now, I know pilots out here in the UK go to the gym, pilots. And I said to him, you should go back to the schools and show young youth that we can make it. You understand? Even have that in his mind. It's a good idea. I don't think he'd never even crossed his mind. Let me go and show my people that we can progress. And plus, he told me he grew up in Uganda, you know, grew up in hard times and stuff like that, you know, and now he's a pilot, you know, driving and playing. I never even knew that black folks were pilots. Never seen a pilot before. So I was when I saw him and he told me that he was a pilot. Amazed. And this is the major problem. That's a rich people, these rich niggers, who are out there and they are
making. Mr. Talk, can I speak now?
Supreme?
He knows what he's doing because some people are wrong.
Yes. I'm gonna have,
some of them are crazy.
I'm going to put you on the side.
You don't even have to come close to the verse. You know what you're trying to say.
I said niggers.
We know what you're
saying. Well, Mr. Talk.
I said niggers. I didn't say, you know.
Well, man, see, you always try to look at
that's enough.
Right. We're not going to say the devil's in you, Supreme, every time you say that. We're not going to say the devil's in you. We're not going to say that's the devil word. Because
he needs to raise
well,
the vocabulary level, man.
Is
he can think of another word better than that.
Is it my turn yet?
Yeah, go ahead, mate.
It's all the men who spoke. Well, some people are born with a little touch anyway. You don't follow everything and everybody. I want to know if anybody ever looked up or looked at the 100 experiments that were done on black people. Hello?
Talking about the ones they still doing?
I didn't hear you.
The 100 experiments on black people?
Yes, that were done on black people. And we're still here.
Now, what are those 100 experiments?
Look at them. They had the mosquitoes. They had the syphilis. They had a whole lot of them all the way up to the 70s. And I probably got some in there for now.
Right.
And we are not dead. We still walking around.
We not dead. We still walking around.
Okay.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Mace, you say you don't get high or nothing. Wow.
I drink tea. That's the only thing I get high off of.
I just thought I had it. Okay.
I was just adding tea.
I had to come
know.
Back and laugh at that.
Right. I mean, I'm just playing with you, Mace. I mean, is this Friday or Monday? Oh, no, I'm sorry. This is Monday. I thought it was Friday, Mr. Talk. I'm sorry.
Mr. Talk, since you got your own show, why don't you look it up and have a conversation on it?
Okay. Who wrote that book? The Harry lady you talking about, Ms. Mace?
Huh?
The lady named Harry or something, right?
No, I'm talking about the 100 experiments that were done on black people.
Right, but somebody wrote a book, right? Who wrote the book? Harry or something, right?
I saw it online.
Well, it's a lady named Harriet. Named Harriet something. And she wrote
and
a book
I knew
like
two
that.
People. I knew two people that was in the sisters experiment. And
well,
I know how it
out,
happened
mate.
And how they gathered the people. What?
Guess what? Well, they still experimenting. It's just more than
I
just black
I
people
know.
Now.
They're doing it on everybody now.
Mm-hmm. But nobody cared when they were doing. I mean, all the different
that's
kind that they did.
Yeah, you're right, Ms. May. Nobody said a damn thing when they were doing it on the black people, but now they're doing it on everybody now.
So everybody think the end of the world is coming.
It's coming.
Well,
it's coming.
No, it's coming. The end of the world.
You know, see, that's bad for y'all. See, that doomsday scenario. Who has the power to make sure that that day does not come?
See what it
none
is? It's the end of the evil world. It's the end of the evil world.
Excuse me? That's the problem, Mr. Talk. No, Mr. Problem. Mr. Talk, if you say that none of us on this earth can solve our problems, then that is the problem.
No,
no,
we
not
are
what you're
we
saying.
Can. You're no, no, no.
Saying,
I said
not
who?
What you just
who,
asked me.
I
that
said who on this earth? Who on this earth can to, can make sure that doomsday doesn't come?
Ain't
you
nobody,
said nobody,
nobody
on earth.
Anything that's been doing of all this.
And I say, and
people.
I say, if that's
you
the case, that's the problem.
That
is
not
man.
The
we
problem.
Stop this, man.
It's us. No, we can change it. We can make sure that because we're in charge. Who is planning out doomsday? We are. See, that's why I have problems with prophecy. Because,
I'm not
because prophecy.
Right. Well, I want to discuss something else. Everybody bring
because,
up that topic.
Because I've been hearing Illuminati just like listening to the data. I used to listen to that and look at all that stuff and read it. It almost run you crazy.
Well,
and that's been, I don't
well,
know how many, many years ago.
Well,
but,
people give them Illuminati power. Well, as I was saying, all power in this world is given. I understand what that brother was saying about mind control, about the computers, but forget the technology. Man has known how to control people's minds since ancient times by just using words, giving a kid and filling up with a child when he's born, all the way to the man, filling him up with whole nothing but delusions. That's how man controlled his mind, even before the computer came. Now, I just wanted to say something this. I hear a lot of people don't believe in the voting system. If we have a new world or this system, hold on. If you think the voting system is rigged, there is no reason for you to even talk about politics. Because even no matter what system you have, see, the problem is they're supposed to be spokesperson and representatives. They really don't have no power. We give them that power. But I'm talking about the voting system. People don't believe that our vote doesn't count. We don't elect these people. And I'm just saying, if we don't have a consensus to that, what we can't even go forward.
We just
the voices count more than the vote because the bodies count more than the vote because you got somebody that's going to stop
doing it. Hold on, babe. Supreme trying to say something. Go ahead, Supreme.
Okay.
Yo, and we're just voting, but we're not saying what we're not even getting a chance to say, well, we want this one, that one. They're not giving us no, politics not giving us no say in what things they bring in, or how we even help the economy. They just make us, you know, we got to live by it. And this is what the vote, this is voting for a person, that is really. But we're not voting to make any changes to what's going on in the society. Not making not one. They don't even
the problem
say,
is that you got too many,
you know,
the problem is you have too many followers. If you didn't have people following evil people, there wouldn't be no evil deeds. If you had good people all together doing things, it would push the bad people to the side. Because they had nobody to follow them, nobody to direct them in the path that they go.
What the hell? All the candidates are owned by the corporation, bro. All the candidates are owned by the freaking corporation, man. Whoever you vote for, they're either for McDonald's or for fucking Burger King, man. All these candidates vote, bro. Okay? It's all fascism, man. We just got to talk about that. American government, especially. The corporation run the whole government, man. Okay? So that vote crap, whoever you vote for, they backed by care by a corporation, man.
I don't like the way that you're saying, though, brother, that it's a black or white thing and everyone's getting it. We're getting it the hardest. We're getting the hardest. We're getting kept down no matter where you go on this, any continent. Oh, the black man's getting it the worst. The worst. He has no business voting. The black man has no business voting. None.
I mean, we can vote, man, but we still got to get this economic kick, man. You can vote all you want, but hell, you got to create. You got to start creating our own jobs,
so,
man.
So, in the central now, say people that you vote.
There's something wrong with his phone. He's going
yeah.
in and out.
Oh, well, we had over the UK
yeah,
somewhere,
tell
man.
Phone.
Hold on. The same people that you're voting for are restricting you from going forward in the first place. Now, you go and vote for Obama. And now Obama's taking away the schools from Chicago. So Chicago's as bad as it is right now. I see the genocide that's going on in Chicago.
See, here you go with that line.
So
Chicago is genocide.
Well, yeah,
yeah,
man. He's in London somewhere, man. You need to worry about the what's going on.
He got genocide
street,
right where
man.
He is, too. I always want to pinpoint in Chicago, the whole country, the whole world has been genocide.
You need to worry about Chicago.
That would kill me, man. That's just like America talking about Syria, man. You got somebody in London going to talk about what the hell going on in America, and you got America worrying about what's going on in Syria. Crazy, man.
No, you worry about what's going on in Chicago. You worry about what's going on in the
room, the same thing. The war in Syria ain't got nothing to do with Negroes. You don't need to worry about that. You need to worry about what's going on with the youth.
Right now, I'm worried about what's going on. I just want to say something.
You talk about mind control. There's a difference between and people call are the politicians or this system controlling people's minds, lying to them and delusioning them, and the people go into the voting system not conscious of who they're voting. People are saying that when people vote, right, and we don't have no control. I just want to say something like this. Congress was going to shut Obama down. The reason why is because I talked to veterans today, Mr. Talk, retired veterans. I talked to people that's been out in all this direction today. None of them want to go to war. And what I'm saying is to say this. Not even them, but no one around the country wants to strike Syria. These congressmen have to follow their constituency, which is their people are calling them the voters. Like your boy Perry Steele said, he emailed his senator. I emailed my senators. Everyone's emailed them on this war. What I'm saying is they're going to follow suit because they're supposed to follow suit. Because if anybody in their community say, hold on, listen to me. Hold up. I just want to say this and I'll be quiet. Come on, bro. I didn't cut you off, bro. Right now, we have a time whether the senators are going to follow their constituency. And I'm saying it's politics is playing. He just kept. Okay, I'll be quiet, Mr. Trump. I can't even finish.
The constituents are General Dynamics and General
Electric.
The constituents are General Dynamics, General Electric, and Lockheed Martin, man. That's what the constituents are, man.
Okay, now watch this. Who controls General Electric and Lockheed Martin? We do. The consumer do. And economics. Yeah. Hold on, man. You don't know nothing about economics. Hold on. During the civil rights. Listen, how the civil rights people made their statement by economic
factual
information.
Man.
The reason why the civil rights movement. Who?
Now, what are you buying from Lockheed Martin that's going to do something for the
people? He said I'm starting trouble. I just want to say during the civil rights bill, look, during the civil rights movement, the reason why I got started because we stopped riding buses and it hit them in their pockets. And if you can go to any law school or any business school in the world, economic is a theory, but one part of that theory, it depends on the consumer feelings about a product. That's what the economic is. You control your money. You can control whether you want to go to McDonald's or not. They don't control you. So hold on. So you can control them by your money. Don't tell me the people are you're delusional when you say that we don't have the fucking power and we're not in control of them because we are. We are.
Agree with my for everything. We break.
Who was that? I never heard that person before.
That was a jackass, man.
Yeah. But anyway. Say what?
He said it again. He's something wrong with him. He must be.
You say the devil off.
He get electronic mind control, man.
He's so involved with the devil,
man.
And it's all over him.
They talking to him, man. I'm telling y'all, all y'all talking to y'all don't believe it, man. The words come out your mouth. 9 times out of 10, you've been targeted and pre-programmed to see it.
Wow.
Why you think that dude can't stop saying the N-word, man?
Well, Michael is saying
we have control to stop. All they had to do is just stop buying stuff, huh, Michael? And then everything, we be in control.
Mm-hmm. No, we store.
Okay, so what do we do? What do we do in between time then?
I agree with dude, man, but it's hard to get two people to say to stop going with Red Lobster and all them companies owned by Alec, man, Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney owns so many doggone corporations, man, from Dunkin' Donuts all the way down to Burger King, man. Yeah.
Okay. Now, once again, we got to go back to what we talk about a lot of times. How are we going to stop doing something? We don't have any dang on resources our own to make up the slack.
Well, when you're going to stop doing stuff, they put a little carrot in front of
you. Know,
everybody can get If you're going to stop doing something,
don't you think you should have a plan in place to support you, while you have stopped doing a certain thing?
Well, the plan's already there, man. The plan's already there. Oh, you can put your money in Dr. Claw down.
Look, guy, you didn't cut me off. This guy said I'm mind control, like I'm on remote control. Sir, you're mind control. You're causing trouble, man.
You said you wasn't going to cause no trouble.
I ain't saying I'm not causing no trouble.
I'm speaking my opinion. You saying that I'm mind control because I'm saying we got the power. Hold on, look. I'm going to tell you how stupid you sound, sir. You get on Blog Talk Radio and you keep on saying we got to do something. But if we don't have the power,
Mike, you causing trouble, man.
Whoops.
Trying to scare me with that. Come on, please.
Okay.
Mike, you using profanity and you calling people names. You causing trouble, man.
That's because they got him on a low frequency, man. He's on a low frequency. He don't know it. You got to raise your frequency level, man. If you raise your frequency level, no matter how much they try to control you to turn to a beast and you know what's going on, then you raise your frequency level and say, that's not you to be no beast. Not to say it's called nobody no N-word. You know what I'm saying?
Wesley, you're right. Mike's going to have to put his head in the microwave for a little bit longer.
Rob, what's up, man? I'm sorry, y'all. I have to give a shout out to Rob. All right, y'all. We got 17 minutes left in the show. You know what? I'm still deciding whether we're going over or not. Depends on the way the conversation headed. But right now, 17 minutes left. You want to join in the conversation or just get on the lines and listen?
I'm still playing with my new toy.
Just give me a call. 347-838-8622. Okay?
And what's your email address again, man? Let me write it down. What's your email address?
Oh, you see your message. Eric, let's talk at gmail.com. Yeah, I guess I will.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So y'all can continue on now.
All right, fellas. Go ahead. Back to chaos.
Controlled chaos. It's controlled chaos.
Right.
Yes, right. Okay. What's going on here? We got people dropping in and dropping out. All right. Hold on. Let me see. All right,
hey, that's
Supreme,
what killed me about this dude. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. This dude in London, man, gonna try to tell what's going on in Chicago, man. We need to find out what's going on in Braxton.
That's a
they
holler Chicago for a distraction. It's just like a rough
can I conversate with people in Chicago, brother? So what kind of thing is that? I'm saying that you need to listen, brother. All the scenery that you Negroes do in the United States, it comes over here. We follow you.
So y'all follow, is that what you're saying?
Fix your shit up. It's imperative for you Negroes to
fix your shit up.
I thought y'all followed the queen, man. I thought y'all followed the queen
imperative.
Over there.
It's imperative.
You don't even have
the same
laws
we got, so how
you
going to follow us? Yeah, he's
following
the queen. He's right, though. Look, 9 times out of 10, United States and England and the UK are hooked at the hip, joined at the hip. You know, that's
funny.
He's never traveled. That's a true statement.
He's never left.
Well, that is true. Yeah.
And I joined at the hip when it came for the vote the other day.
And for the war, they told Obama that's his own war. Didn't the UK then?
No,
for the
not,
first
not,
time, for the first
the
time since 1700.
It's not the president's war, it's the Congress war. Look at the British Parliament. Wait a minute.
All right.
Were they talking over each other again?
I'm hearing echo and everything, huh?
Were they talking over each other again? That never happens.
Yeah, I know, right? let's see. Nala says, hell, people in the U.S. are more worried about what's going on in Syria. You're right, Nala.
Uh-huh.
And, you know,
I was about to bring
face. Thank you. I was about to bring that right on back around. You know, okay, and I think I said this earlier in the show. Don't let them do what they're going to do, because they're going to do it regardless. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just like case in point, Iraq. We left, what? They still bombing and blowing things up. You know, well, nothing we do is going to stop what they're going to do. Nothing.
No.
Nothing at all.
Well, you want to show them what you're doing.
Michael?
Faye? Oh, okay.
All right. Now, okay. What we need to do is turn our attention to what's going on with our homeless here in the United States. You know, our children that's missing. We don't seem to be putting much emphasis on that, right? None of it.
That's right.
What we need to keep
that's
doing.
Right.
Well,
that's what I'm trying to bring you up back
home. Economic, you know, creating some economic equality instead of all this economic inequality you got going on. So we have enough things to keep us busy here. But yet,
that's right.
You know, everybody want to focus their attention over there. Which really
that's by design,
man.
That's by design, bro.
That's
by design. Okay, well, I just want to, look, it's going to be interesting tomorrow to see Obama put on his lawyer skills tomorrow to try to convince everybody. But I'm just saying, I mean, if they say no, which I think they're going to say no, and they should say no, if he strikes anyway, what do you think? They're going to try to impeach him or what?
He's not going to strike because the 2004 bill that Bush signed has a whole lot to do with Syria as today, and he ain't going to strike, and nobody else going to strike neither.
But see, do you know what they're voting on tomorrow? They're not voting on war tomorrow. See, this is the iffy. I laugh at all of them because he's saying that he wants to strike them, but he's not going at war. If you strike me, we are at war. How can you hit me and say we're not at war? That doesn't make any sense. But what they're voting on tomorrow is whether he can not go all out war.
That's easy.
They are not voting on nothing tomorrow.
But he can strike them anyway up to 60 days, like Bianchi said. As Bianchi, he can strike them anyway up to 60 days.
Michael, let me answer your question. I can walk up to you and knock you the hell out and walk away. We not at war. I just hit you real quick and roll on.
But so what would I wake up, though? What if I wake up? And if I don't wake up, what about my friends come and get you? And hold on, and if I – okay.
Your friends.
Go ahead. Right.
Hey, if I come in like a thief in the night, knock your ass out, and then roll on, you won't know who hit you. I ain't worried about your friends.
But hold on, but guess what? He let the cat out of the bag, though. But okay, I see if he, but Obama played it wrong. He's not playing it like you just said you was going to play it. But he let the cat out of the bag.
Look, listen.
So he played it wrong.
Michael, listen.
Who told you that?
I agree with you on that. And I said this. Listen, man, I'm going to tell you why he played it wrong. And I said this last week on the show, or a week before then. He backed himself in the corner when he said, if they cross this red line, that we're going to have to do something. Now, he backed himself in that corner. And here's the thing. Here's what happened. When he said that, right, he was hoping that the allies would join in and say, But the other part of it, everybody backed out, except for France, and now France is jumping back and forth. So nobody knows what France is going to do now. So basically, that's the United States is basically out there with their butts hanging out in the wind. You see what I'm saying? So, yes, he backed it up to a corner. So now they got to do something diplomatic to try and work the way out of it. You're not going to get everybody to join in, because everybody still remember the debacle with Iraq. They don't trust the United States like that right now. You know, and even though the evidence comes, we all know that evidence can be twisted and turned and tainted to say one thing when it means something else. Now, here's the question.
Right.
Here is the real question. Who really used chemical weapons? We'll never know that. They can tell us whatever. We don't know who used them.
Because what they're doing, they're just showing the people. People laid up dead and shaking their cat on, and they're playing on people's emotion.
Right.
And they're trying to blame Assad, because he's not their puppet. See, that's
this.
What they do this. They'll
right.
send the CIA over there to disrupt stuff, to have CIA look like people that look like part of their country. I pay some of them CIA operatives to do that and try to blame it on that king because he not their puppet. And then these corporations, they back both sides of the damn conflict. They back both sides on the wall. So either way, that's just like backing two teams on the Super Bowl. You bet a million on both teams, you still going to win. You see what I'm saying?
Well, you're going to break
even. Yeah. Man, see, here's another thing about that. And here's another thing about that. It's amazing how you can get a camera in to show them laying down and flopping, but if this thing is a if this thing was airborne, why wouldn't the cameramen flopping with the rest of them?
That's a
good point. But you know another thing too.
It's a lot of craziness going on here.
Another thing too, as I said before, if you can punish companies for selling Iran material that they need in order to perfect atomic their nuclear program, why come you don't impose some restrictions on UK for selling Syria the chemicals they need in order to perfect chemical weapons, UK and some other countries? That's where the hypocrisy comes in.
Well, that kind of hypocrisy has been going on for decades.
Okay.
Saddam got his chemical weapons to use against the Kurds from the United States and Britain.
Mm-hmm. You finally said it right, man. On another show, you said he got it from somewhere else. Well, now you did your research, bro. I'm proud of you.
I didn't say anything about him. I'm saying this.
See, you have to say this, too. You know, in
Benghazi. What are you lying about?
You know why old boy got killed? You know why old boy got killed in Benghazi? Because he was trying to buy back stuff we had already sold the rebels. Now he was over there trying to buy him back. That's how he ended up being over there, and that's how he got killed. So
right, because
we telling the truth about everything.
That's where the guns
right, because they have 20,000 to 30,000 unaccounted for weapons over in Benghazi that America gave them. Because as you know, people signed for them weapons. And I don't know what the American government is supposed to be,
yeah,
but I know. Hold on, I'm just saying. I know. Come on, man. I'm just saying. Whatever. But I'm saying they just said factually because I watched. They have 20,000 to 30,000 unaccounted for weapons. Just people got them. It's unaccounted for. So
that you like they do it.
No,
like you said.
Like you said.
That you like they do it, man. They'll pull the train.
Exactly.
They pull the train.
If you think you
can
somebody
else,
you think they're gonna give it back to you?
Yeah, that's how they do it all around the world, man. All around the world, they getting each other guns, man.
Yeah, they not gonna give it back.
All in Africa and everywhere, man. They're giving the folks guns, getting them children guns, man. They're doing it in the hood of Chicago. They're doing it everywhere, man.
Somebody got me.
You know, Joe, you've been starting trouble. You know what? I'm going to be nice today.
They're doing it all around the world, man.
Be
giving
nice.
Sudan,
wow.
Somalia,
right,
everywhere. They're giving these folks
guns. I
already
got one bullet hole in my thigh, miss. He already shot me once, but I'm you lucky.
As
you
long
lucky.
As he shoots you in the head, you won't get hurt.
You lucky. No, I'm not a zombie like you. He needs to shoot you in the head. I'm not a zombie like you.
You're the first person I've ever been able to beat up a brother.
Maze must not be feeling good today. I ain't heard him out.
Wait a minute.
Too much.
Lord. Hold on. Supreme trying to say something. Go ahead, Supreme.
No, I was just saying the foolishness of Michael, really. I was just saying that it's the first time I've ever wanted the devil to beat up one of our brothers. You know?
What is your problem with me? I mean, if you have a problem with me, we can address it. It's only going to take about 3 minutes. I'm quite sure Mr. Talk will let us, you know, go. What is your problem with me? What is your problem with me, sir? No. What is your problem with me?
Can you do it?
Okay.
And y'all figure that one out.
Yeah, they're in the green room now. They're in the green room. I told you, I'm going to have that. Do you want to keep talking to each other? Go ahead. Y'all in the green room. Have it up. All right. Now. I love the green room.
Wish it was permanent.
I should call it the I should call it the padded
room.
Why
it's got to be permanent, Joe?
So that you can stay in there forever like everybody
else. You need to
put you in there permanently
too, if that's the case. Nah, you, Maze. Oh, that Maze is right there.
All right, y'all want to go in there and join him? Y'all want to go and join him?
Yeah, Maze.
Oh, okay. Now, anyway. So what were we talking about, y'all?
Who knows?
We were talking about
nothing
is going to happen in Syria. That's what we were talking about, and that's the end of the story.
Well,
now the country got to save face on something that they voted on.
So let me ask you this then. Why is it, if this is, that is the case, why does he have the approval of Boehner, McCain, Lindsey?
Because they want to impeach him.
Thank you.
Well, if they give him permission, then how are they going to impeach him? Because they saying it's okay.
That's right.
Congress is not going to give him permission.
No.
Then he's going to go do it again, do it anyway, then they're going to impeach him.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they'll impeach him.
But it wasn't important, Mr. Talk, it wasn't important when they wanted him to go in. It was important to all the Republicans when they wanted him to go in without permission. So then he switched it back around to the bill that they passed in 2004 onto the Congress that passed this bill where they couldn't have the chemical weapons anyway. So now he pushed it back over to them for them to give him permission to do it, and they're not going to do it because they're going to be bringing
a lot. You know what, though? And I'm not going to lie. That was a smart political move, what he did, though, because he is putting the onus on them now. Because they have to stop the impeachment talk because he is asking them for permission.
Well,
if they say no and he say he's going to do it anyway, then he's going to get impeached.
Well, no. Can I say something, though?
At the end of the day, it's going to be over because Putin already spoke. It's over. Can y'all hear?
Okay.
Anybody listening to
Putin? Putin say it's over?
Can I add something, guys, that's really important? See, to Mark,
yeah.
See, it's funny. I say again, it's funny to me. They can't impeach him. They can't touch him. Listen, to Marvel, I don't know why he's basically asking him to do something that he has a right to do. They're not voting on war to Marvel. He's voting, or he wants them to know whether or not he can strike them, which I think is a contradiction, but that's what they're doing to Marvel. But what I'm saying is, even if they say no, he has a right to strike with up to 60 days. After that 60 days, now, if he caused chaos and war for doing this, then, yeah, they may impeach. But if he strikes them militarily, they cannot impeach him. They can't. Factually.
That's why I'm
saying I don't know what he's doing. I mean, to me, they're playing like kids right now.
Congress have a right to impeach him if they want to.
On what grounds?
For doing what they say you don't do.
Mm-hmm. No. Okay. Right, but he's not starting war, though.
If somebody threw a damn bomb at you, would you call the war or what?
So you're saying, listen. So I'm just saying, if they do that for President Obama, for him,
Bush got permission. Bush got UN permission before he went into Iraq, and Obama was always talking about what Bush had left him. So here he is going to initiate a similar action without getting UN permission.
And you know
sometimes.
What? When they got permission for that, it was still a messed up war. Even though they got permission, it was still a wrong war, so they still screwed up with permission. But let me add another thing.
Some people think World War II was wrong.
Well, okay. Well, they can't touch him. They can't touch the man. Because I'm just saying, if they do this on Obama, henceforth, right, from tomorrow, henceforth, if he doesn't touch him, no president, like Ronald Reagan did with Gaddafi, like Bill Clinton with the cruise missiles, other presidents have done strikes. No other president cannot hit no other military base, no secret mission, nothing like that ever again.
If they impeach him, blacks are holler racism and want to march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge again.
Because you can't treat Obama different. No other president will ever be able to strike or use shoot one projectile or give the military no secret missions ever without Congress permission. So guess what? Every secret mission we do is going to be out in the public. There's no more. Look, listen. When he got Bin Laden, that was a secret mission. He didn't get Congress permission.
And here's the point on that, Mike.
Hold on. So he could have struck bombs.
80-some-odd% of the American public do not want to get involved in this action.
I know, but I'm talking about
his
power.
And they're going to vote their opinion this coming November.
And I beg to differ with you, dude, man. Every part of this government got two parts. You got the part that you see and the part that you don't see, and that's the shadow government. They're the one that's doing all this stuff.
You know about it, so everybody else, listen, some people in the hood, bro, know about the government is corrupted. What you're saying ain't no different. I'm just saying we have the power to change. Everybody.
another show.
Well, all right, I'll see you later, Mr.
Another show. What happened?
No, I don't think you're gonna have another show.
What happened to what happened? Are you gone?
Oh, Mike, you got shot.
He got caught up in the rapture.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man. I think he mind control, man. He don't even know it, man. That's a sad thing, man.
No, he can't be mind control. He can't be. He's not mind control, but
he's mind control.
Everybody targeted, man. Everybody targeted. What do you know about, man?
Michael is not mind control.
Okay, man. I guess you should know. You the one running the machine?
No, he's
the one. Ron Paul would have looked pretty good right about
that.
He's
the one with no mind.
Ron Paul wouldn't have looked like nothing. Cause Ron Paul ain't about nothing either. He wouldn't have looked no better than nobody.
What happened?
I don't know, man. I guess I got shot, too. I thought I got shot, man.
So did I. Yeah.
I guess I'm talking about Ron Powell.
Run the shit well, man, Eric.
My Eric must be tested.
Run the shit proper.
Maybe he locked himself out of the off of his show.
Yeah, I muted everybody because I wanted Ebony to say hello. I guess I couldn't say it. Okay. Yeah. I muted everybody, including myself. Ain't that crazy?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Didn't I just say
I admit
that?
I did it. I did it. Ebony, are you there? Ebony. And I'm Marie.
Ebony, he muted everybody for you.
She may have dozed off. You took y'all so long to shut up. But anyway.
About,
all right, y'all. I want to say,
hi, guys. Hi, Marie.
Okay.
I muted myself.
See, I'm not the only one.
Don't worry.
I really muted myself. How are you guys doing?
Okay.
All right. Hey, Ebony, did you get the information about our Black on Purpose TV?
No, baby, I didn't.
Well, somebody's supposed to be sending you something. Somebody's supposed to be.
I have a book. I'll check it out.
Well, somebody's supposed to be sending you some information. I'm not going to tell you who, but
yeah. All right.
All that ain't
going
to ain't
hello,
much.
Ebony.
Gonna,
hi, mate. How you doing?
Okay.
Hi, Joe. Where's Joe?
I said hi, Eb. I was
he's sitting in the corner.
Oh, okay. He's sitting in the oh, mate, you're so bad.
He is bad.
Hi, is it Supreme that's on? Hi, Supreme. Hi, Mike.
Hey, what's up, Ebony? How you doing? I don't know if you can hear me. They probably muted me.
Nobody can hear you.
No, I can hear you, Mike.
I'm so proud of y'all up there. I like y'all parliament, Ebony. I'm so proud of y'all.
Oh, right? No, we're not.
I am. I'm proud of y'all. I like the way y'all do things over there.
Y'all, do
y'all get it real nice and down. Y'all get it real good over there.
Anybody could just walk into Buckingham Palace, man. Anybody could just walk into Buckingham Palace over there, man.
That's what that can say.
No parliament. Buckingham Palace is parliament.
Hey, y'all know they called all them members of parliament using $300,000+ looking at porn movies at the parliament over there, Ebony.
I hear that story.
I know more about the UK than y'all do.
Okay. So, tonight, what are you guys talking about? Syria, or are you talking
Prince
about...
Prince Harry.
Yes.
And his porn parties.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the best you can do?
Yeah.
Joe, come on. Come up with a topic for me.
Joe, don't tell everybody where your mind is, Joe. Come on.
Yeah,
no,
I would
I'm
tell people where your mind
question.
Is.
Joe, are you there?
No, I'm not here.
Let's stop trying to be funny. Come on. I wanted a topic for tomorrow night.
Oh,
have you got
tomorrow
one?
Night?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you always come up with topics for tomorrow. You want me to come up with one?
Yeah, just saying, have you got one that you want to talk about?
Why, am I going to be the co-host tomorrow?
What do they do when they don't know everything?
Why don't we have Maze on the show so I can zap the shit out of her?
That will kick it out of you.
Hey, Joe.
That's all I'm going to do.
You don't have to tell me. I can't get out of you.
Oh,
so you stay in the corner like
hey,
I said and tone down.
You need to fly to the UK and go get Ebony, man. You need to fly to the UK and come and get Ebony, man.
Why? Ebony don't want to leave the UK.
Well, I have left
I
the UK.
Yes, she did, Maze. You can stop being a lawyer.
He said he can come to UK. He said you can come to UK and get Ebony. That's what he said. If you were
no, the woman comes where the man is.
Joe's got plans to go to Australia. Don't follow Joe.
Oh, I've got plans to stay here. Oh, yeah, that's true.
No, you got plans to go to Australia. You know,
oh,
no,
Australia? No,
you
I'm
might
not
be,
going.
You might be living on a goat for a pillow, Ebony. You better stay where you are.
No, no, no. She's talking about Michelle. I'm not going to go visit Michelle.
Yeah, he's in love with
oh,
Michelle.
We don't want to know about you.
Oh, Joe, you can't go to Australia, Joe. You can't go to Australia because in Australia you must vote. They'll fine
right.
you if you don't vote. It's their law. You have to vote in Australia.
So?
You're right about that.
So
well, that's
right
wrong,
that.
Then. They can't.
Like people
that,
said, they want to go to South Africa. South Africa, there's no jury system. There's only one judge. See, a lot of these governments, it ain't no government out here that ain't right. All of them got something wrong with them. You know, we still ain't come up
there's
with
no
a good
jury
system
in South Africa.
No jury system. There's only one judge. I was surprised.
Was that during Mandela's time too, or was that after?
I don't know. I don't know, but I know it's now because
oh,
I learned
geez.
About that Blade guy case. That track star that shot his girl, man. That's
well,
gonna be evil too when that trial comes up. Yeah.
That's bad when you don't have a jury system. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the jury system don't do no good.
It's good to pay one man off. I know that's right.
But Zimmerman is getting
yeah.
himself
off.
He's been stopped by the police again today, hasn't he?
But isn't his wife leaving him?
Yes, but he's been stopped by the police today for some reason.
Why?
I guess he's. I don't know. I wouldn't. I just saw that he had been stopped by the police. And they let
who's
him go.
That?
Zimmerman.
Well, you knew that. Well, you know, they going through it, you know, stresses.
He's
going to
be
out.
Dead by the end of the year, man.
I think the arguments in their house is about that money. I think he's more
probably.
Bitched over about that money that she may have lied
they
over. Well, yeah, I mean, they got to be lying about that money and buzz, and then she's saying she's going through this. Because, see, yeah, but they may have problems beforehand, though. See, they may have problems beforehand. He was always a violent guy anyway. Right.
Before. The night before he shot the young man, they had a problem 2 days before. And she's going to be the one to tell the truth of what Zimmerman really is. And I don't know what these people who I want to talk about, he was an angel,
right.
don't have to do.
Right. Now, if she comes out, I'm speaking theory now, not fact. If she comes out and write a book and tell everybody how his real intimate is, how he's this, how he's an aggressive, how he's that, people gonna be mad as shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm letting you know when she separates from him, she's gonna do something. He cocked it back. Let me be quiet.
I
know, man. Look at I know. It's wrong. He's very violent, man.
That's not good.
Cool. Violent.
I'm not violent. I'm just
he put the phone down. He just picked the phone back up. I bet you. He just picked the phone back up.
Oh my God.
I can feel it.
I told him he could find a bell to ring or something.
Vernon, how you doing?
Ooh,
okay,
yeah.
Man.
What's going on?
Hey, cuz.
What's
going on, cuz?
I probably got a lot of background noise. I don't know.
You're quiet.
But,
you good.
How is everybody? Ebony, Maze.
Hi.
Hi,
love.
Michael, Joe, Eric.
What's up, Vernon?
That's Vernon.
Oh, it's Vernon? I never
Vernon on the road as always. Vernon on the road as always.
Now, Mike, you know, hey. We good, but I want to comment on something you said earlier. I was a little busy and I couldn't comment on it. When you said that the power, the people got the power, when y'all were talking about politics and voting and all that good stuff, you're right. You are right. The people do have the power. But as long as we falsify with all these things that we have, and the government know we're scared to lose these things that we have, the people don't have no power.
Mm.
Right, right. Yeah. That's the mind. Exactly. Exactly.
No power.
Right, but see, the only thing where I was coming from, Vernon, in order to change, if we have to change it, we can't talk to each other and say we don't have the power, and then we try to say we have to change it. No, we have to say we do have the power, and what it is, we're putting them into these positions, and they're abusing the positions because they're supposed to be spokespersons. They're supposed to be representatives. They're supposed to do what we say we do. But the problem is we're brainwashed, and we're just lost in the sauce. So, you know, but you can't make the statement that we don't have the power. That's if you want to start change, you can't start from that foundation.
I'm not disagreeing with you that if we wanted the power, we could have it now. I'm not disagreeing with that. But at this particular time, when you got people scared of losing, of saying, if you get enough people to go against, to stand up and say, hey, look, we're not going to take this anymore. We're not going to worry about these banks coming in and taking our homes. If you get a third of the American population, working population, people that have income coming in, now I ain't talking about no government check anything. You know, I'm not just saying anything about a government check, but I'm talking about the working people, the taxpayers. If you get a third of those people standing up and say, hey, we ain't going to take this no more. I don't care what I lose. Do you really think that the banks, see, that's the thing that people don't realize. They're scared of what they might lose in the process of standing up. But there ain't a bank out there that will foreclose on none of them people's house because they will lose too much.
Okay.
And the simplest thing, everybody,
because the power is in numbers. Exactly.
The simplest thing everybody could do right now. With January or April 15 coming along, nobody filed no damn income tax, man. Nobody. Nobody in the continental from California to freaking Florida to New York, nobody in the damn country should be filing no damn income tax, man. That's the only way to get shipped out, man.
Well, I'm going to be talking about this divine providence tonight on another show, but that's one thing that you have to do, because if you're on a revolution and you got all these smarts, you do have to take some action, and you have to be scared, because there are ways that there's ways that people coming out saying you don't have to pay no federal income taxes.
Hey,
yeah.
And if you find out a way, are you going to attempt to do it?
Damn right. Really.
All I'm saying is
step
a high
ball. Hell, the only way
I do it is the whole America do it. If just one or two or half of America, I ain't sticking with it. Whole America do it all at one day and at the same time? Sure.
That's
what
you
make
everybody else to do it. Y'all
going to
forget about it, man.
Listen,
now
watch this, y'all.
No, you watch this, Michael. No, wait, Maze. Now, you know, this all sounds great. It really does. I mean, yeah, hoorah. Let's do it. Number one, where's the foundation for this? Where's the foundation? The foundation is not solid, not even set. So you starting off wrong anyway. Number two, where's the resources that are going to cover all this while you going through this revolt against whoever? You know what I'm saying? Once again, before you do it, you got to have some resources or something to fall back on. And that is the issue. We don't have any of that. So listen, Wesley. A lot of people can't afford not to file income tax. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of them, they filing at the end of December, in the middle end of December. They're not waiting till January the 15th or whatever. So
all they
if they don't
do
have any resources.
Shit, man. Quit claiming every damn thing.
There we go. Quit claiming.
Keep all your money.
Can I make a comment?
There's two things that two groups of people can do. They can stay away from church for a whole month. They can not shop for a whole month. But see, don't reality set it. Real quick.
Quit getting the damn nails did every month, and they have done every damn month.
Well, I just want to say the Middle Eastern people, they really know how to do it because, see, them people starving over there. And look, I agree with y'all. But see, Americans don't vote because we're spoiled. People are not really starving over in this country yet. Okay, hold on. I'm not going to go there, but I just want to say something. Run, I want to address what you say, Run. Hold on. Run. But, Run, I want to make you the – right. But, see, we pick and choose, Run, when we want to be political or not. Right now, everybody in this country is together on something. We don't want to go to Syria. Now watch. Everyone knows what's going on in this country. We're political. We're conscious about Syria now. Why can't we get together, talk to our congressmen, and they eat them out in the bucket? Why can't we do it on other issues, Vernon? Look, I don't want to go. So listen. So right. So on every other issue, why can't we email them, mail them, protest? Just like we do on Syria, other issues, just like the black community. Well, when we talk about Florida gun laws, why we can't get together on other issues? We pick and choose, brother. Yeah, we can do it. We can choose.
Hello?
That's
not
it's true, though, Verna. It's at play.
Verna.
Okay, hold on. Everybody talking at one time.
No.
Go ahead, Verna. Go ahead, Vernon.
Those people got a paper shredder. When you send that little piece of mail to them, Mike, they're going to shred it up. When you email them, they're going to delete you. But see, what I was saying is that back in the day when people didn't have anything to lose, that's when they had the power.
Exactly.
See, but now we're so scared of losing these little material things that's what takes the power away from them.
No,
we're not going to stand up against nothing now.
And we're starving though, and I'm saying, like you said, it goes back to the Americanized. A lot of people in America, I understand we're in poverty, but compared to other countries that's rallying over there, like Egypt and all that stuff, we're spoiled. Ain't nobody really starving over here. So it's going to take for us, just like you said, back in them, they were suffering back then. Okay, I know we're suffering of it, but really, really suffering compared to now, we're not. So that's why people pick and choose. They're content of where they want to be. They're content.
But Mr. Thomas, so, as I said,
the flat screen, all
right,
they
so
got flat screen.
What I want to know, if they want to stand their ground over here, but they don't want Syria to stand their ground over there, what's good that
that's right.
Right. Right.
What?
So, I mean.
Who doesn't want Syria to stand their ground?
I'm asking
there.
What's wrong with the picture.
What's wrong with
that? Well, I take that right back. I didn't really don't know what you meant by that, man.
Yeah.
Syria is standing their ground.
Now
but
you
over
know
in
you
America,
done something.
They
you
want to stand. They want to
yeah,
stand the ground over here too. So the Congress went to bat to stand your ground in different states. But over there they want to stand their ground, but the people over here don't want to let them.
Okay, now I'm more confused.
I'm saying.
I mean,
you want to run somebody else's country, but you don't want to do business in your own.
Hey,
the right
those two, that those two that doesn't even relate.
They're
to
standing
each
other. Their ground. That's the way I see it.
That's the way you see it. They're standing their ground. At the same time, they're dropping. Somebody's putting chemical war. Chemical.
And you got police over here beating people's heads and doing
okay.
all kinds of stuff to kids and people.
It was 170 year old man got killed yesterday or the other day, man. I don't know what color he was. By the police SWAT team just rolled up in his house, man. 170 year old man.
And that's the point I've been trying to make the whole time. We need to worry more about what's going on over here. Now, as far as that 107-year-old man was doing in that house to get the SWAT team there, but apparently they busted in and he was standing there. So I don't know how he got shot. They investigated. I'm sure there'll be more to come. So, I mean, but, you know, it's great. It's great. We can say yay, but you got to have a plan. You see what I'm saying?
The plan is nobody to pay the taxes, right?
That's the plan.
But my plan is everybody stay at home with nobody.
That's the plan.
That's a good plan.
Those people who don't pay their taxes won't get put in jail. What is your plan if that's the only money they got coming in that they will be able
to
eat?
They're not going to put him in jail. Hold on. No. What he's saying is, if it's enough people, it's going to shut the system down. It's
there
not. They,
go,
they can't
right.
penalize you. There's going to be
that's
gridlock.
Right.
What I'm saying is now, well, listen, all these people, look, go
going to their sins about war, why can't we do it on the federal taxes thing if we want to change it? A lot of people complain about that. We can restructure the whole thing. We can we are part of the system. The system can't run without people going to work. Can't run.
Hey,
the people are actually in work. Forget the terminologies, the corporations, the buildings. The people are at play.
Right.
And if you get enough people, it'll shut it down. You can put a wrench in the system.
Sure.
Throw a wrench in it.
Okay.
We can shut down the whole court system. You know how to shut down the whole court system?
Yeah.
No, y'all know how to do that? Nobody plead guilty to nothing. Nobody cop a plea.
And log
the
court down,
man.
And log it up.
Everybody go to trial, man.
And
shut this goddamn injustice court system down tomorrow,
and look, they won't have no time to do nothing. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah,
because they will never have enough force. They will never have enough. Look, the government will all be, in far as number, will always be smaller than the people. So the people, I mean, the masses is always going to be bigger than the people that's, quote, unquote, in power or we elect.
Well, Mike, in your state, they have a garbage strike. Aren't they having a garbage strike in your state?
Look, it's like this. That's fine and dandy, but you know who's going to take the brunt of whatever anger is going to come back? The lower level of the people. You see,
hold up. No, they're with us. They're with us. They're going to get that shit in the revolution. Exactly.
Y'all missing the point.
They can't be class warfare.
Okay. Like I said before, everybody just stop paying taxes. But what is the backup plan? What's going to support them while you standing there? I'm not paying my taxes, and these people coming after them and say, okay, we're gonna institute eminent domain. We taking your house. You ain't got to pay
no
taxes.
No,
we gonna eminent domain.
Enough people
take your house. You know,
if it's enough people,
no problem. We call your employer. Since they want to pay taxes, get them out, fire them, get rid of them.
Hell, the corporations ain't paying no damn taxes.
If it's enough people, man, we're going to shut it.
They got the money, though.
It can be done.
That's the thing.
It can be done.
They have the resources. Yeah, it can be done. Sure it can. But who's at what a cost? At what cost?
It wouldn't be because once they shut it down, the people saying, a revolution saying we need nobody. Because you know why? They're going to have to come back and renegotiate. That we want to come back to the table and say, hold up, we don't like this way it's been run now. Come back to the negotiating board. Come back to the table. We need a compromise.
Okay.
Something ain't right here.
Eric, I agree with you 100%.
You keep believing that.
People are not going to be willing to make the sacrifice to do anything like that. You know, like I said, back in the day when... Oh, yeah.
That's why they don't have.
Oh my goodness.
He's almost to tell his age,
though. I heard that good.
Okay, wait a minute. Say what?
Well, I know.
We're
running
Joe?
Back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, back in the day when people was living off the land and they were planting their own food they were
their own wells and water and everything else.
And they were using kerosene lamps and candles for lights and different stuff. Back then, like I said, man, you didn't have anything to lose. Now, that's what I was saying.
But now,
I feel like they got too much to lose to even make a stand like that.
But Vernon, I don't want to go back during that time. See, I don't want to spit on technology. The problem is, it's not the technology. It's us human beings. It's us human beings treating each other. It's not the gun. It's the mind behind the damn gun. Do you see what I'm saying?
Now
we
don't
need guns, man.
That's the reason
I ain't going back in the old. I don't want milk no cows, bro. I mean, I don't want
to
go back to the time.
If you know,
I know what Vernon was talking about, though. Yeah.
Everybody, stop right there. Stop. Stop. Okay. Now, Michael just said something what we are talking about right now. Michael say, I don't want to milk no cows. I don't want to go back to the old days. Now, in order for you to do what you're going to do, you're going to have to do something, Michael. So what you going to do?
No, what I'm saying is, I love the technology, but we need to restructure it so it won't have this greed.
You cannot have it both ways, Michael.
Yes, we can. Oh, why
Michael,
you, because, hold up. We
Michael,
are controlled
why the
this,
don't
Mr.
Care
Tom.
About
why you supposed to say we can't have it both ways, Mr. Tom?
Michael,
I don't want to go back there at that time.
Michael, can I tell you something? Mm-hmm. That's why the Amish don't care, because they don't have all of this technology to go back. They still milking cows. They still, part of them use electricity and part of them don't. They still riding the horse and the buggy.
and they are not having any problems.
But so, everybody in New York City and in the city is not going to want to go back to that lifestyle.
Well, they don't want to go back to that.
You can't force anybody to go back because you're spitting on
that
technology. I mean,
is everybody talking about something that's not going to fucking happen?
No, Joe. You know they always talk about this stuff, Joe.
The Amish days or the horse and buggy
I'm not talking about
the
Amish days.
You know they talk about that.
Amish days.
Nobody's going to go back to sports technology unless it's World War III that bombs everybody.
Have you been to see how they live? They don't have phones in their house. They got a phone on a pole.
Who's this?
That's up today.
Who's this?
2013. Not that's the way they live. They still live that way.
You talking about the Amish?
I don't know what you're talking about. The Amish.
I said the Amish.
And the Native Americans, too.
The Amish are comprised of about 200 people or something like that. So what's
more
that
than 200 people.
Yeah, he's still there.
What are you talking about?
All right, y'all. It's 425. It's 425.
Okay.
Let's get football. Two games come on tonight. I got to prepare for the show, so I'll be real busy tonight. Screen looking up and back at the game. So
Eagles are
you know
Redskins. Eagles are Redskins. Go Eagles.
Hush, Michael. Hush, Michael.
Too.
Anyway. we're going to go and let y'all get y'all last words in. And you know what? Supreme, you, man, go ahead. Your last words.
Well, you know, we started to hit the nail on the head at the end when the brothers were talking about going back old school. And that's what we're going to have to do now. Brother Michael made a good point. I mean, we're going to have to do it in a way that if we're going to keep the trichology, we're going to have to do it in a way that there's not so much greed behind it. But we've got to understand it don't really cost anything to make this trichology. So as long as we know how to make it, then I'm sure we can use, if we're going to have use the trichology, we've got to, it has to be accessible for everyone. It can't be limited and we have to pay to get better. You know, it has to be to help mankind or help the original man on his planet, you know. It has to be used for good means if we're going to use it. But I say give it back at this time, present time. But anyway, good call tonight. So I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, Supreme. Thanks. Talk to you later. Okay. Ben, you up.
Cuz.
You there, Vernon?
Yeah, I'm here, man. I just wanted to say, man, these are my last words, right?
Yeah, your last words.
Final comment. Anyway, I just wanted to say to Mike, man, to everybody, you know, in order to get what you want, it's going to take some sacrifice. You ain't no need thinking that for people to get things they want, you know, they just going to keep on doing what they're doing and be comfortable in getting it because we don't have it that way. We're not able to do it that way. So getting in the position that we're in, it's going to take some sacrifice. You know, Mike, if you have to get out there and milk that cow or pump wet water out of a well, that's the only way you're going to get what you have. Like I said, it's going to take a people as a whole now. It ain't going to be no one or two people that's able to do it. It's going to take a people as a whole, man, to be able to get that power, as you were talking about. But that's all I want to say, Eric. Y'all take care, man. Have a good one.
All right, man. See you tomorrow. Oh, Lord have mercy. He kind of stole my thunder for my closing argument. All right, Miss Ebony, you up?
Oh, I've just really been spending a long time listening to you guys. Interesting conversation tonight. Interesting. I'm not sure where I kind of sit with some of the suggestions tonight, but what I do know that anything that requires change means that you've got to be prepared to take action and not just talk, but walk. And I think sometimes we get so stuck in the conversation that we forget that actually an action is required to make a change. So I think if we talked less and did more about things that we're unhappy about in our society, there's a chance, there's a very small chance. And it could even be a bigger chance if more people were able to take the risk and go out on the limb and actually walk their talk. You know, we'd finally see some change in our world. I look forward to that one day. That's all I wanted to say.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. And get you some rest, and I appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you. See you guys tomorrow. Tomorrow night.
You're welcome. Okay. All right. Bye-bye. All right, Miss Mays, you up?
Yeah, I wouldn't have no problem living like the Amish live, because I've lived that way before. And it's clean, fresh air and everything else compared to what we have now. And if I had to live that way, wouldn't be no problem. That's all I got to say.
All right. Thank you, ma'am, and I'll see you tomorrow. Doo-doo. Michael, you up?
Well, yeah. Well, first of all, you know, we have to think about something. I want to go back to what Vernon, he was calling my name. And Vernon, I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, sacrifice. See, the civil rights movement, economic power, they had to sacrifice and walk and not catch those buses. When the businesses started losing money, you got their money, the corporations started losing the money, the people took over and said, I'm not walking, that's when they changed their laws, the busing system. So I agree with that. But what I'm talking about is, see, right now in this country, minds are together and saying, we don't want to go to war. I don't think I'm saying is, look at another situation and we can come in union at one. Because I'm saying American in unison, most of us are unison at some. That's the only thing I'm saying. And when it comes back, when we restructure or if it does restructure, when I was talking about milking the cows, what I'm saying is we don't have to go back to the way they grew their food or everybody to go back for us to change. We don't have to spit on technology and to do certain things. We can make our food green, everybody letting her, because everybody doesn't have to pick their vegetables and do all that, because everybody doesn't have to do it. But if we restructure it right and use the technology right, because technology is not the problem. It's man treating each other the problem, because technology never really did anything. It helped us. So that's all I wanted to say, and I agree with y'all sacrifices. So you guys have a nice one, and go ahead, Eagles. Please beat the Redskins tonight.
All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. Joe, last but not least.
All right, I think Michael's the problem of the world. And other than that, I think we need more mind control on this program.
Wow.
And that's all I got to say.
That's all you need to say. All right, sir. That's crazy. But okay, I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Oh, my. Another interesting show here on Let's Talk. That's what I'm talking about right there. Hey, you know, it's... I wish I had seen that myself, knowledge. But look, it's like this, man. I understand action needs to be taken. I understand that there should be a call for action. I have no problem with that. I do not. But Michael used the example not in his closing that I want to kind of talk about. Michael say, just like the civil rights, when they boycott the bus, yeah, they walked. But Michael, you know, besides walking, they still had a backup plan for those that couldn't walk to where they had to go. They had rides set up to support their mission, their revolt, their argument, togetherness against this one the bus system. And that's what I'm saying. It's fine. I mean, I agree. Yes, let's go for it. Bam, bam. But before you do, you got to have that foundation laid. You got to have a plan. And you got to have resources to make the plan work. If not, you're not doing nothing but wasting your time. That's what I'm saying. Yes, in today's society, with all this technology, hell, you can look around all the time. You can't see nobody. Most people walk around, they either got their head down on the phone, they sit somewhere with an iPad or iPod or a laptop. Do you think there's enough people in this world, in this country right now, that's willing to give that up? Just so some lowly, poverty-stricken people won't have to pay taxes? They're not ready for that, Michael. Anybody else? I mean, I agree. Something needs to be done, but it has to have some thought. It has to be something that we know we have resources to help back it up in case things do go wrong. Paying no taxes? Huh. Okay, let's not pay no taxes. And heck, the IRS, you know what? And the thing about not paying taxes, you don't have to pay them for up to 3 years. But I'll tell you what, when they catch up with you, you're going to pay something. Now, are you really for that? Or are we going to make sure before you do that that you have your resources and your foundation laid and strong and strengthened and set to handle whatever may come your way because of the sacrifice that you're willing to take? So don't just say, let's do this, and if we do it, everything going to be all right. Because, no, that's not the way things work. In a perfect world, yes, but we all know this is not a perfect world. You boycotting, you're not boycotting some small country store. You boycotting a corporation, the government, and you think you're just going to sit there and get away with it? No, you're going to have to fight. But along comes with fight comes planning, foundation, resources. And right now, that's something we do not have. And those are my final words. Some of y'all may say, I don't know what I'm talking about, but hey, I'm saying what I'm saying. All right. Tomorrow's show, we're going to talk about covenants. Which covenant are you living by? That should be interesting because I've been told about quite a few of them. So we're gonna have that conversation tomorrow. So, cuz, get cuz out there. All right. Tomorrow, yeah, I said cuz. I'm a covenants. Yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about. All right. Once again, I want to thank everybody for joining the show today. Don't forget, by my Facebook page, you know, give me a like there. Go by my show page, you know, leave a message, like me, you know, follow me. You know, follow me, y'all. I'll follow you back, you know. Or send me an email, tell me how you like the show. If you got a possible topic at ericletstalk@gmail.com. The Facebook page is Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. And let's see, that's about it. If you just want to go to my page and, you know, follow me or leave a little comment on the show page, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Eric Jackson 62. All right. Well, y'all, that's it for me. Until tomorrow, y'all have a good one. Let me keep smiling, show appreciation, and forgive with an open heart. And always remember, make sure you're forgiving yourself first before you forgive anyone else. All right, y'all? Well, until then, y'all have a good one, and I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Here it is, the Monday Party Mix. I'm out. 1, 2, 3.